You guys use bar soap?
I do not. I use a liquid body wash.
Both.
You do?
I have both. I don't use both like every time. I use bar soap often to wash my face.
I every bathroom at the house for vacation had bar soap in it. And I couldn't tell you the last time I used bar soap until this week.
You know,
it's kind of weird for your hands, like, because especially at a like Airbnb or hotel, it seems weird. I mean, I guess hotel is okay because you're unwrapping it, but a shared like bar soap seems weird.
Yeah, I mean, I was heading in the same direction. If you really, Jobu says we had the soap discussion in episode 106, probably, but you know, it's true though. If you're really thinking about it, I guess we all assume that soap is made up of this magical substance that's just always clean because it's soap. But you're picking up the same dirty ass, you know, bar of soap that someone's fucking rubbed between their ass cheeks, you know, in the shower. Yeah. With the fucking liquid soap, you just, you know, you get a pump of liquid soap and it's all fresh and clean. Like there's no cross contamination. There you go. Skinny Cow says it's when you find a hair on this bar of soap. Yeah.
And you have to angle it in the water just so that the water washes the hair.
You don't scrape it out with your fingernail? I used to scrape it out with my fingernail.
Dude, I just do it with my teeth.
Grab it. That's a good idea. I didn't think about that.
Thomas says the same can be said about what you apply that soap to, loofah or rag.
Well, you wash the rag at least.
Yeah.
Like a washcloth, you wash it after you use it.
Yeah, but if you're in the shower, do you want... Okay, here's a great, for instance. Say there's one bathroom at the Bear D&Bs. Would you roll in and use the hot, wet washcloth that someone else just used right before you to take your shower?
No.
See, that's where it is, though. I mean, it doesn't matter how much you wash it. I'm not going to trust you to wash that fucking thing. You just scrubbed your balls down with that thing. And I'm going to just rub it all over my face. Yeah, I'm so clean.
Well, thank God I learned from last time. And we have four bathrooms. This time, but no soap. There's not going to be any soap in the entire place.
Dude, I will fucking steal that soap and hide that soap. I'm going to hide all kinds of shit. There's going to be like one roll of toilet paper in that bitch.
We just have to
like a half a roll.
Run it between bathrooms.
The first thing we do when we go in is we just strip everything out. Put like one big like pillow tent in the middle of the living room floor. That's where we all sleep.
Yeah. Make like a couch for it.
Dawson says, Joe Boo's new.
That's fantastic. Get through that joke.
Good night, everybody. That's it.
It says, Joe Boo's new nickname is Washcloth. We share. We share him in the shower.
Joe Boo says, I don't like that. Joe Boo's new nickname is Washcloth. We share him in the shower.
Best joke of the night right there.
I mean, three against one, you don't have much of a say, Jobu.
I think you just found the clip you're putting at the beginning of the show.
Saturday, July 27th, 2019. It's 10:17 p.m. This is show number 496. This is the Vent Chat Show.
You're all welcome on the line at the Vent Chat Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Vent Chat Show. This is X, not Malcolm, Brent. I'm here because Esta has gone glamping once again. He's probably sitting on his toilet right now in his tent. Turd Hat is probably, I think he's buying some Tommy Bahama stock somewhere. So he's gone. We've got a couple of people here with us. Well, one person that's always here, but this host loves to play Pokemon with his son. It's Sauce.
Hi.
This doesn't bode well for me.
I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that.
Something's getting set up here.
I mean, if it's just a normal thing, or is there a joke there? I don't know.
No. Whenever it's nice for the first person, it's like a fucking double fuck you to the next guy.
Well, that's what I was hoping it was nice, or maybe it was a little perverted. So
you just play Pokemon with your son. You got the cards.
Great. All right, good.
There was a question mark behind the host, but you know, Pokemon with your son. It's nice.
Well, hello.
I'm in my defensive crouch. I'm ready.
This host loves to play Pokemon in Jamaica. It's been.
Okay. Yeah, I was scared for nothing. It was all right.
That was a lot of build up. Maybe I shouldn't have talked so much between those.
Do you notice now that, like, whenever it comes to, like, the intros, like, all of us are just, it's like standing in a circle holding guns at each other, like, don't you fucking do it. Like, we're all waiting for the
defensive crouch.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know. Yeah.
All and I if, said was you're going to Pokemon.
Well, in my head, that's where it was going. It was like, and Fen likes to Pokemon.
Just a gay joke. Yeah, you've heard them all.
I mean, seems to be a common theme lately.
That hurts even worse. I've heard them all. All of you go fuck yourselves.
But y'all don't say that.
There, that was for you. Real quick, thank you to the people that support us on Patreon. You get the whole pre-show, whole after show. Usually it's a good hour to two, maybe even more, longer than the regular thing. Always over four, sometimes over 5 hours, and the regular show is like 2 to 3 usually, so somewhere in that range. And then also, of course, thank you to everybody that supports us on Twitch via Twitch Prime, your free Twitch subscription. You can burn that here. And or bits. Some people give us bits, and we like bits. And various Twitch things. And then also, the new and improved and functional Amazon link, which people have been using, and I am so thankful for that. I can't wait. We're probably going to have to wait a few more months to get, you know, a nice list of things that we can talk about that people bought. And, of course, I can't tell who buys anything. So you're free to buy all of your, 55 gallon drums of lube and whatever on there. And please do. Now the show.
Did Turd Hat piss into a canteen? Did Esta shave his sweet face clean? Did Sauce chop a lady in the vagine? Let's talk about what happened this week.
I just typed thanks Flatus because he just tipped 102 bits. And we have Trantor at 101 and some dude at 100 and I don't know, Cockabub's in there, Skinny Cow, BGO, of course. But my goddamn mechanical keyboard is just so loud. I mean, it was such a mistake to buy this for the computer I do the show on. I'm going to have to do something.
How often do you sit at that computer?
I mean, it's my computer, you know? I don't know what to tell you. It's like, I don't have another computer that I sit at. But it is so, you know?
It's fucking loud.
Loud, yeah. And I thought I was doing, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get a mechanical keyboard. Like, that'll be fun. And
I think maybe I'll get used to it, because I don't even notice mine. Well, I do it because for the show I mute, but...
See, like, that's the thing.
I host a podcast where I really care about the audio quality. Let me get the loudest.
Right. And now I find myself like trying to be quiet when I'm searching for shit, you know? That's what it sounds like to me. That probably is a mechanical keyboard.
Or it sounds like you just have an old keyboard where the keys are like 8 times bigger than they are now.
Right, right. I mean,
or it's, there's just a lot of jizz on them.
It's they're sticky. You know what?
Or you use a typewriter.
Part of the real problem was, if I'm going to be honest, I did spill something about 3 weeks ago on my old keyboard. I air quotes
something.
I air quotes. You spilled it. Something. Yeah. Something. And the escape key was sticky. And so I was like, well, this is a good excuse. It was Amazon Prime Day, which is all kind of bullshit, but they did have a deal on like this mechanical keyboard and mouse. And I was like, oh, okay, good reason to get a new one. And now I'm stuck with this fucking monstrosity. So I apologize if you hear it. The worst is like when I'm typing while something is playing like a song and I forget to take it out, you know, because I can go back and remove that. Like I'm on a separate channel, but if I forget, you know, then like during the intro, I was typing like the intro music. So if I forget to hear, you know, take it out, you'll hear like, it's the Vecchia and here are you. So sorry about that.
He took it out.
He took it out. See, now if I go look for that, you can hear me.
It's on a blackboard. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
He took it out.
Oh, good typing. Pull.
Well, I just typed it. I was looking, you know, you'd hear me like, yeah. You know, finding it.
We're finding it on there.
We're playing it on there. Oh, Swangtong says, get that auto blow question mark. No, we have not. I have not looked to see if they've shipped yet. Because last I heard, we heard there was a little birdie who listens to the show, who I will say I've met in person, but I will not divulge, ordered an auto blow, like legit just ordered one for themselves. And they have been in the loop. Like last time we discussed this, they had DM'd Turd Hat and I and said, hey, FYI, there's delay in production and blah, blah, blah. That's why they're not out yet. But I have not checked since then. So they may be on the way. I don't know.
Yeah, I would take one. If you're worried about like hiding it.
Well,
yeah. I can hide it here.
I'm not concerned about hiding it. I'm more concerned about forgetting about it. And then one day it's like, you know,
well, I won't forget about it.
There is a curiosity. Okay. So I can't promise you, I would just hand you like an unused mint condition. auto blow. I mean, I'm like that X-Files poster. I want to believe. Like, I want to believe that there's something. Yeah, gently use Flatus. That's right.
Playing real loosey-goosey with the cleaning, too. Yeah.
I know.
It could be Joe Buzzo nickname. Washcloth and auto blow.
Oh, I thought you meant gently used.
Oh, that's good, too.
This is a good show to be here for the pre-show or get the Patreon. I'm not trying to plug the Patreon, but there was a lot. There's a lot going on. No, I'm not worried about my dog finding it. I'm just, you know, I'm going to die and someone's going to have to come clean this place out and they're going to just find this thing and then just be like, oh, I know what this guy's all about, you know? And I know I shouldn't have that stigma, but there is something.
And he's licking down in it like it's a jar of peanut butter.
Let's not do that.
Oh, your precious dog. I'm sorry.
Yeah, how dare you?
Put a picture of him up. See how many likes you get.
Dude, it doesn't matter. I could do it right now and I'd get 20 more.
It gets same, more likes and
same so picture. Fucking though. Cocky.
Same picture. I could do the same picture. It really is true. It actually makes me mad, if you can understand that. Because it feels like. And please excuse me if this sounds, you know, like something misogynist. It seems like it's kind of a hot chick in a low cut top. You know what I mean? Like I could just post that anytime I want and just get a pile of likes. And they're not well earned likes. They're just, it's like a Pavlovian response or something.
Does it make you feel good?
It doesn't make me not feel good. No, I don't know. But it's sort of it's sort of an interesting social experiment, I guess I'd say. But now that I've like blown my cover, it's never going to work again.
I've seen people, not, I don't know if this correlates well, but people like on Facebook will change their birthday to like a day, a random day in the year, and like, like half the people tell them happy birthday. And it was kind of like just a fucked up thing. Like people just like for example, on Twitter, people just like pictures because it's from a person, or they just that say happy birthday because Facebook tells you, right? Are they even looking at it? Like, I don't know.
No, that is fucked for sure. By the way, Susan Sprinkle is in here, and she is the one that like guaranteed announces when it's my birthday. She's got it on some like thing that it tells her when it's my birthday, and she's like, "Happy birthday!" Like. She'll announce it, and then I'm not I'm not mad about it, but I don't, you know, I'm not making like a big thing of my birthday, but I do get a lot of people wish me happy birthday, and that's very nice. So thank you to everybody. If I miss somebody that,
well, said happy birthday. I got 27 likes on mine that I sent to you.
Oof. Oh, on
comparing
your
likes.
Well, just saying that you sent
much
that you sent to me. You sent it to me.
Which Clout immediately tried to stir some shit up with, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. It's his move. It's how you do.
A little troll.
Yeah.
You know the best thing about Clout?
You're going to tell me.
His wife saw it. That's it. I don't know if that was joke worthy, but.
What?
She's at least a +2 because she's got tattoos, but.
Susan says she is hot. That's just a fact.
She is hot.
Clout. Well, he's got the same beard as you.
Pat, don't start with me.
Those are facts.
I do love
turd hat sticker.
I do love that you changed your avatar to the guy I talked about on the show last week that I said looks like a methed out version of you.
It does fucking look like that too.
I mean, it isn't really that close, but if you had like a methy uncle.
That's good enough.
Like a methy uncle, you know.
That's close enough. I mean I could see it. I was a little offended when I looked at it, but I'm like, you know, that's when you own it, right?
It wasn't like I was saying this guy looks like you and look at how fucked up he is. I was saying like if Sauce did meth for like a solid 10 straight years, I could see him getting to this guy's, you know, getting to where this guy is.
Oh, but Turd Hat's right. That's a year tops.
It could be
a year on meth.
It could be. I mean, it'll F you up quick for sure.
Did you guys see the picture that Dappy posted that said he saw Turd Hat in his meeting?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty badass.
It looked like him. Just Josh had a baby.
Yeah. And Josh, like, out of nowhere, who I never see on Twitter, is like, it does, you know.
Had his nose, man.
Yeah, it was pretty good. God, I'm so sorry I forgot who sent this to me. Oh, no, it was Beardsley. Beardsley sent this to me. So earlier this week, I've been, you know, I used to never watch Jeopardy, and I still don't always watch it, but I do DVR it and check in on it. And I do find it fun now. I don't know why. And it's, you know what it is? It's kind of ever since I went to a trivia contest with Esta and others. I think it was Victor and Aubrey T. And me and Esta. Oh, you were there too. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw
don't
you out.
Don't leave me out of it.
Sorry about that. Yeah, we were all in the same. We were all staying together, of course. And so I kind of started watching it and I DVR it. And sometimes I watch it, sometimes I don't. And Beardsley's like, you're going to hit a thing this week in Jeopardy and you're going to like it or something to that effect. And Esta is watching the Tour de France. And so he's way behind and he's like, oh, I'm going to have to catch up or whatever. So, but I caught it. I found it, what Beardsley was talking about. So I pulled it. And it's this, but just for sake of reference, we need to play this because this is obviously where it's from.
I can take that to the bank.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
Sorry, I know that volume's kind of blown out on that. But this is what I hear when I tuned into that Jeopardy.
In Hard to Kill, this martial artist and actor says, I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent, to the blood bank.
And then, of course, the guy says, who is Steven Seagal? So I had to, of course, make this.
I can take that to the bank.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent, to the blood bank.
Just so I've got Trebek saying it now.
I think I like that one better.
I kind of, I you know what? And I had to leave in. It's the audio quality of that is kind of shitty because it's an older movie and there's a lot of hiss. So I had to leave in the hiss behind Trebek, and then also a little more of a dramatic pause before he says to the blood bank. So just one more time for me. I know I'm being selfish.
I can take that to the bank.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Trent. Killed it. You killed it.
God damn it.
Real quick, can we go back to this picture Dappy Man posted? Because
sure.
It looks like you and Turd Hatter in this meeting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then who was it? It was like E. Adams was like, you know, the guy that's closer to the camera looks kind of like Finn. He's right. Like it looks like the back of my head. It's really odd.
I forgot about that. It's a good point.
It is really odd. It works too somehow.
Fantastic.
Let's see. I sort of talked about today. I touched a hot stove again this week and I made a mistake. And I've talked about it on the show before, but it's been a long time. And it's almost like I wait long enough for me to sort of forget. And then I go back there and I have the same thing happen. And that's Wingstop. I went to Wingstop this week and I gotta make up like some sort of song or something to remind myself to never go there because the result is the same. And it's been the same, not every time, I'd say like every other to every third time I go. And you know, if I guess, what would I say? Wingstop gives me diarrhea, diarrhea, diarrhea. Something like that. I need to like have a song I can remember because I am telling you, I don't know what they do there, but it ruins me.
Is the different salsas or you get the same like spicy?
It's not anything to do with heat. Like I generally get like sort of medium to hot stuff, but that's got nothing to do with it really. I don't know what it is. I don't know
what
it is.
That's what I'm wondering. Maybe it's
this is a third location that I've gone to where I've had the same result. So I don't know what it is, but it was a reason that it didn't happen on my birthday, but I had a busy week and I was supposed to go to like, you know, hey, my mom's like, hey, I'm going to take you out to dinner. We're going to go to a really nice restaurant, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's great. And you know, she's like, doesn't have to be on your birthday. I'm like, oh, that's fine. And I said, well, we'll pick a night, you know, or whatever. And I had to cancel on it basically, because of that. Like the next day it was still going on. Like,
did you tell her why?
Yeah. I was like, I'm an idiot. Like, why do I do this to myself? You know?
Well, it's always a good reminder. It's like, sometimes I go to McDonald's and regret it later, but I know weird. Going in.
But I don't know what it is. Buffalo Wild Wings doesn't do this to me, but Buffalo Wild Wings kind of, they've angered me. And I'm not happy with them for a couple reasons. One, they used to have like the super cheap wings like once a week or something. And they knocked that off. But I sort of get it because I think the prices went up on stuff. They had like 50 cent wings one day or something, which was ridiculous.
Their shit is overpriced anyway.
But that's my problem. And here's issue number two that they changed around that same time. If you order wings from them, and I have to look on the website because it's been so long. Like if you order a medium, say, on the fucking website or even in person when you go there, it says around 10 wings, around 10. I don't like around 10. Okay. I want 10 because I know if you say around 10, I'm getting 9. Okay. I'm not getting 11. I'm going to get 9. I don't like a round 10 or a small is like a round 5. Are you fucking high? Come on. give me the number I want. That's what makes me mad. And they are expensive as fuck.
You know why they do that?
No, I don't, but tell me.
Because people, I read on it because I started doing that shit and they changed the menu like a couple years back.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's because people were complaining about the sizes of the wings. Like, so like, say that you order six, they give you six, but like two of them are like little pieces, right?
Right.
And people were bitching about it, so they made it like really generic.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, Wingstop, you order from there, and it may give you diarrhea, but you can order the exact number that you want. You know, if you want 10, you're getting 10 or whatever your number is. And at Buffalo Wild Wings, it's like somewhere in this neighborhood. That's what you're going to get.
See, that's why I asked about the sauce, because when I was at B-Dubs, like, I used to get the mango habanero. That was like my jam. A couple years ago, that started to fuck me up like every time. Right. So I had to go down a notch.
Gosh, I wish I could remember the one at Buffalo Wild Wings. I hate saying B-Dubs, but you're going to make me do it.
I say it all the time.
At B-Dubs.
I can name them all. What do you got?
It's kind of a reddish sauce, and it's like an Asian something.
Asian zing.
That's it. That's my favorite one there. And they have something that I thought was pretty similar at Wingstop, which I can't remember the name of, but it's something along those lines. Like, that's around like where the heat that I'll go, or like a Louisiana dry rub or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I do the spicy garlic and Asian zing usually. They're pretty good.
That's the other one I like, is the spicy garlic. They have that at Wingstop, like a spicy garlic. But anyway, I'm not going like crazy melt your face off hot. And it's not like that's what's doing it. I mean, it's like my body is rejecting something in these wings. And I don't know what it is.
And there's something to the word stop being in the name of the restaurant.
Thank you. That might be another trigger for me to remember. Just stop. Don't go there.
Stop.
Wing, stop. Stop.
Stop
it. Stop it.
Stop.
No, it's just, I mean, it wrecked.
Part of me wants you to email them and like tell them you went to different locations and you keep shitting yourself to see like what they reply with.
Use that verbiage too.
Hey, hello. My name is Fenn. I keep shitting my pants every time I eat in the restaurant. And I would like to know why that is.
Public tweet.
I'm not S-ing my P's, but I am. It is like a, you know, I bring it up because there will be some show historian that will know, like, oh yeah, he said this like three other times. Like, it always happens. And Sauce, this was also the place, I can't remember what DM thread we were talking in, but, or maybe it was just a regular tweet. I can't remember, but you were talking about like somebody on the phone or like doing something when you went somewhere. And I showed up to this Wingstop. I thought it was you. And this dude's got his hat on sideways. He's high as fuck on something. I don't know what. And the phone rings and he gives me like the one finger up, like, I'll be right with you, you know? And I was like right at the front. I'm like the only person there. He gives me the one finger, picks up the phone and proceeds to have like a personal conversation with someone for like 5 or 6 minutes while I'm standing there. Like, you know, give me my fucking shit, you little asshole. Like, well, Debbie's here and Jessica and Elena and Mike. Yeah, the schedule's totally fucked. I can't fucking stand it, man. Like, the guy is fucking stupid making the schedule. And he's having this conversation for, like, I shit you not, like 5-6 minutes. And I'm standing there kind of incredulous, like holding both my hand, doing the two hands up, like, what the fuck are you doing? You know? But he just gave me the one finger and then whatever. Hat sideways. I would say he was on like some sort of upper, if I were to take a guess. But I would imagine if you're working the counter at Wingstop, you're probably not buying kilos of cocaine from Pablo Escobar. But that's just a guess.
True.
So I'm going to
give you the one finger in Boston. So be ready for that.
So that was my Wingstop tour today.
Sounds delightful.
This week, yeah. yeah, it was just like, just a double, like, oh, I'm never going back. No, no going back.
Was it like, not go to work worthy or?
It was close. I had a conversation with my business partner, like, you know, this is iffy. I mean, it really was like, it was a busy week. So I even had a conversation with him. It's like, I literally can't stay home today or I would stay home. Like, I have to work or I, you know, and it was a problem. It was a problem. Not that kind of problem. Like, you know, there wasn't an accident. It was just like, oh man, like I feel like shit. And I was taking a nickel,
something.
No, I was taking Imodium AD and I just powered right past that, right through it. You know, just didn't do a goddamn thing. And Tums, I was hitting some Tums, like anything. Like, what can I do? But it, you know, whatever. We live and learn. As long as I'm talking
a little loosey goosey back then.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, it was bad. I guess. I'll transition to that later. I have another. I got two things. One thing I'm going to save for the after show because it is so gross that I don't even think I want to even put it in the regular show. Like, oh my. That gnarly.
Can't
and wait. And then there's another gross thing that the audio didn't make me. I might as well get it out of the way. It didn't make me want to barf. But then there's a picture that was sort of proof of the audio, and that I looked at and made me want to barf. This is really brief. I'm just going to play it for you and you can take it or leave it. This guy was streaming, and I don't know if you heard this or not this week, but this guy was streaming and I don't remember what he was streaming. It was like a first person shooter type game. And his cat starts meowing and he says like, what's going on, buddy? Or whatever. And the cat barfs on his computer tower and shuts down his computer and the stream, like all at once. And so they got it. They cut, you know, he's got it. It's only like 15 seconds and it happens real fast, but you'll hear it. And then, cause I also was like, this sounds whatever. The guy later tweeted a picture of what, you know, what happened. Okay. So real quick, this is the cat barfing on the computer while the guy is live streaming.
Yeah, what's the matter, buddy? Oh, dude.
And then his computer shut down. And I know it sounds fake, but I watched it and it seemed real to me. And I'm going to put a link into the chat. You can look at it if you want to. You don't have to look at it if you don't want to, but just be aware you're going to see the aftermath of what happened. Okay?
Yeah, it's just cat barf, right?
I don't like it. So here it comes. You've been warned.
Let's check this out. Huh.
Right?
What the fuck?
I don't even like
it. It just what? Ate. They said the cat just ate its food.
What did he eat? What the fuck did he eat? The
I guess I don't know. It was whatever cat, you know, canned cat food probably, and then barfed right down the vent or of the guy's computer
tuna fish.
Tower. Right down the vent and blew out his computer.
That's a lot of food.
Well, if you listen, the cat is the cat. It's you know
in distress.
Yeah, it's having a rough day.
I mean, it all looked solid. Like, how did it? I don't know. So many questions.
Well, this. See, I'm going to have to almost make myself throw up again. The solid part stayed on top. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me see. Is this Flatus linking me something saying it's. Okay. No, this is the picture. Flatus just linked the picture of the turd hat. And it says the vent chat listener statistics, and then it's got a big thing dropping down. Very good. Very good. Took me a minute because I'm stuck looking at turn hat.
You spelled listener wrong, but good job.
Did he really?
Yeah. Other than that, solid.
Oh, yeah. On the listener.
Gross, man. Like, is it like when you poop in a shower, you just push it down through the grates?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Did you say what you pooped in the shower?
The original thing is the video of the guy.
Waffle,
like
waffle stop.
He's streaming and he's got, you know, himself superimposed on the screen or whatever. And the, you know, the cat's real and whatever. So it all,
that's got 119 likes, man.
Yeah, I can't make my... I'm not having my dog throw up on my computer tower.
What are you going to do for some likes, bitch?
Dude, come on. Not bad.
Yeah, step it up. Step it up, man. Come on. Get Indy to come, like, take a shit on your computer or something.
I mean, if I could get money for that somehow, like, if, you know, like 5 G's, yeah, I'll do that.
And he got that many likes with 41 followers.
Well, that's because I just talked about it. Most of those likes are brand new.
They just happened.
Just now.
The power. Yeah, the fucking power.
Just now it happened.
Yeah, 29 people from the chat room just went and...
Well, there's a lot of people there's a lot of people that are not logged in that are just like, you know, watching.
Is that how it works?
I'm going to say that's how it works. That's how it works. let's see.
It doesn't work that way on Mumble, by the way. You know, you see the people that are in there, or lack thereof.
On Mumble?
Or Discord, my bad.
We're hanging out on Mumble?
You know, Mumble, Ventrilo? Yeah, let's go back. TeamSpeak?
Teams?
Yeah, well, there's been messages in our, classic WoW DM thing. It's like, we're maxed out, and I know there's people that want in, so they're trying to push everyone to go to Discord. Discord?
See, that was a segue.
Discord. God, I don't know. I'm just saying. We didn't know that, you know, whatever. Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants, or, you know. But we didn't know the max for a Twitter DM thread was 50. Who knew that? I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I mean, I guess the point is you... If you're going to have that many people, you probably don't need it to be private.
I suppose, but I like separating a little bit. I mean, I don't want to flood the fucking
whatever. Yeah, for sure.
Just seems easier to have like this is the chat room for this thing. This is the chat room for Bear D&Bs, you know, for you guys.
That's special.
We're going to hit 50 in there one day.
We have a meeting. When people want to join, it's like a lot of initiation. a lot of stuff. It's a lot of rules.
Can't talk about it.
Flatus, yes. Bear DMBs.
Yeah. the background on that is you have Sauce, you got X.Malcolm, you got Joe Boo, and Andy Dawson, all staying in an Airbnb together. And who made up? Who came up with Bear D&Bs?
Malcolm.
Yeah. It was me. It was my brainchild.
It's Bear D&Bs, not Bear B&Ds. You know what D&Bs are, right?
B&Ds doesn't work.
No.
Oh, wait. I didn't even read it right. Yeah.
You got your D and you got your Bs.
And the D is in the B.
I don't know about that. Well, yeah. That's
how it works.
Okay.
That's why Malcolm's gay leader. You know, we gave everybody ranks.
He's the leader, huh? What rank are you?
Yeah. I'm the catcher. Okay. What? I'm not sure what's going on.
You're lieutenant something.
Bring your Crocs.
I'm bringing something.
I didn't have audio of it.
The problem's Dawson. Andy Dawson's the problem.
Well,
that's really what it was. It was all normal until he got in here. We wanted to make him feel comfortable. Yeah. So,
all these guys have met each other, and Andy Dawson's never met any of us. So immediately when they got in the DM thread, it was like, you know.
Let's see how gay this guy
is. It was just sort of like, you know, so business as usual, like a bunch of gay sex, right, guys? Just like last time, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I already took all my old shorts and cut holes in them. I'm good to go.
More holes?
they look like they're wear holes, you know, like they're worn through. And they're also like not 100% obvious that they're on purpose, but
yeah,
they're there.
That's
on
why
purpose.
I put them all to the side. The
little
basketball
bit
shorts.
To the side. Yeah,
you're not, to the side. You can just move it. You know,
you're not going to bring the onesie with the trap door in the back.
No,
you know, and
the
he's
one
sitting
you just
down.
Unbutton it. Yeah,
he's sitting down in the morning to like eat his bowl of Fruity Pebbles or whatever, and Sauce is going to come up and like, you know, in his whole shorts and like put one leg up on the fucking table. Like, what's up, buddy? You know. And have his whole Airbnbs hanging out. Just check.
There are no shorts.
Check what's going on in the room. You know, check the temperature.
There's definitely shorts. Come on, no shirts. Basketball shorts only.
No shirts. Some shorts. Full service.
Full service. But like old school basketball shorts, like where your dick's hanging out on your thigh.
You wish.
Short nylon shorts, like the jogging ones from like the 80s. With like you know, like just running shorts.
But they had to be like light colored. Like
like a cream?
So like you can see the wet spots.
What about Bermuda shorts?
I'd like to move on. I'm going to move on.
Can I wear Bermuda shorts?
You got to move on over to our hotel room.
Hotel room. I was cruising around on Reddit and was reading something else, and somebody linked me to a subreddit called Chinese Tourists. And all this is going to sound like pretty bad. I don't want to use the term racist because I really don't think that's what it is. But there's tourists that are like kind of widely regarded by other countries as being like, oh God, you know, when they see this nation of tourists come, X is going to happen kind of thing. Apparently Chinese tourists are one of the worst. Like they roll in and they have no accountability for like, like the classic example. And this is the one that got me was, seafood buffet, like the seafood buffet. And you might've even seen the video. Like the guy comes out to put out like a huge, tray of crab and people are like climbing over each other, shoving people out of the way, like digging plates into the crab to get like big plates of crab, like 2, 3, 4 plates high stacked on top of each other. And then apparently the worst part is not only is it like they just throw shit on the floor as they eat it, but they leave like 2 or 3 plates full, like sitting on the table when they go, and then they don't tip. And the reason I brought that up is because I've sort of seen it in real life, and I just thought it was an odd thing, but I didn't know it was sort of like how it seems like Chinese tourists roll. When I've gone to Reno or Lake Tahoe for Thanksgiving or Christmas type stuff, and for whatever reason it ends up being like a real haven for I don't want to say Chinese even in particular, but definitely Asian tourists to come.
I was gonna say, how did you know they were Chinese?
I don't, but this is what the racist. This is what the sub is Chinese tourists. And then there's a bunch of people in there like, you know, I'm Chinese and I work at a place and it drives me crazy. And I see, you know, like a busload coming and I'm like, oh my God. One of them was even like worked at a wing place. And they said they slurp. They're like the most disgusting wing eaters he's ever seen, like Chinese tourists. And they throw the wings either on the ground or on the table and like just leave everything and no tip. But so I was sort of diving into this hole of it's literally called, you know, r/ Chinese tourists, if you want to check it out sometime. And this is also like, apparently like there's a thing, I don't know why, but like, the grandmothers will take, if they're taking care of a toddler, they'll just take the kid and have him shit like anywhere they are. Like they'll just pull him to the side and have him shit. Like it doesn't matter if they're in a mall or whatever. They'll just pull him to like the side of, you know, a building or whatever and just have them shit on the floor or the ground or whatever. And there's just tons of that too. It's like, oh my God, come on. And I don't know how true any of this stuff is, but here's where this led me. Have you guys, you know, the deeper I dug, I went even into another rabbit hole and I found out about gutter oil in China, mainland China. Have you guys heard about this? Ever heard of gutter oil?
Enlighten me.
This is going to fuck you up. This is real. Cause I looked it up on, you know, I didn't trust Reddit on this one. Like it linked to another site. And then I did like Wikipedia and like Google searched it, all this shit. Gutter oil is a term used in mainland China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, but it's mostly mainland China, I guess. It's illicit cooking oil. And how they collect it is outside of like major thoroughfares of restaurants or wherever that use all this cooking oil, and then they end up putting it down the sink. It'll coagulate, and someone will come by and take a manhole cover off of a manhole, and they've got this big thing that looks like a ladle, but it's like a giant ladle. Imagine like a broom handle, and on the end of it is a ladle that's the size of like half a basketball, okay? They dip it into the sewer, pull up ladles of this coagulated oil, take it back in like 5 gallon buckets, 10 gallon buckets. And then they boil it and process the fat off of it and resell it to restaurants and like places on the street that all use oil. Because in China, of course, like there's a lot of stir fry and a lot of deep frying. And it is so bad that there are estimations that 10% of all cooking oil in China is gutter oil, is recycled gutter oil. So just think about that. Like, and there's, and I was like reading articles about it. I'm like, this can't be real. And it is real. And like, there's people like, no, like I have a friend that, you know, lives in China and I went to go visit and I wanted to go eat some like street vendor food. And he's like, dude, do not do that. He's like, you don't know, but it's a good chance that that's gutter oil. And they especially sell it to hotels, like even nice hotels, because they will sell it by the 55 gallon drum back to the hotel and sell them literally oil from the sewer that they boiled the fat off of and then made new cooking oil, recycled cooking oil. 10%.
Sounds lovely.
I'm sorry to
I mean, it's pretty nasty, but I can't get past the manhole and the ladle.
There's video. I mean, like, I watched a video of a lady doing this, and then they take it to a processing plant, and you just watch them, like, you know, boiling all of it, and then getting the fat off of it, and then reselling the fucking cooking oil.
You know, should I bring a ladle to Boston to see if I can get anything out of the manholes?
Dude, it's, I guess it is a couple, it's, I don't think you're going to have to worry about getting things out of manholes, if you know what I mean.
Spend so much time trying to get things into them.
Yeah. But if you ever want to trip out, go, you can just Google it. I mean, it's not even, it's something I never knew about, and it's called just gutter oil. And, it fucked me up, like, for the whole afternoon. Yeah, like, I
that's
cannot.
That's fucking me up now.
I can't.
I've got my fingers on both sides of my forehead, right on my temples.
And, just... Well, I thought, okay, like, 1% of 1%, maybe, of oil, you know? But they have legitimate estimates that they think it's about 10% of all the cooking oil that they use is recycled gutter oil from the sewer.
Chinese roulette.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not going to go to China ever.
It's recycled well. I mean, is it really? What's the risk here?
Well, our water is gutter water.
I'm just wondering, like...
They know that the recycled oil... Because it's mixed with everything else and it's not pure. I mean, it's... Just a guy literally boiling it in a big pot and then skimming shit off the top and putting it in a, you know, in a 55 gallon drum. They know it's cancerous, but the theory is that there's so much other cancerous shit that there's no way that they could single out like this is what's killing people. And it's all on the down low and sort of black market. Like, okay, this, it goes right to the fake booze thing that was like, you know, Turdat's in Costa Rica. He DM'd me this week and he was like, what the fuck? And it's like an article where it's like 20 people have been killed by fake booze in Costa Rica. Because they're using like ethanol or whatever to essentially top off bottles or replace bottles. You know, if you got a case of 10 bottles of booze and you can, you know, spread out ethanol over them so you end up with 3 free bottles of booze, that's pure profit, you know? That's what they're doing. So that's sort of the same thing with the gutter oil. It's like they're selling it to, they're not going to sell it on store shelves. They're going to sell it to like hotels and shit by the drum that can get it cheap as fuck. And you'll never know when you're at a hotel and you're eating gutter oil food.
Well, now we know.
Right. I don't know. It was just like,
it's a public service.
One thing led to another thing, led to gutter oil. And I was like, holy shit. But I have seen in person the buffet thing, like the, I couldn't believe it. Like, because we went, when we did this a few times, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the first few times we did do buffets, and now I like make reservations at like a nice fucking restaurant because I don't want to deal with it. Because the buffets on Thanksgiving and Christmas, even the nice hotel ones where they're like dope ass food, are fucking jammed. And it is like watching a stampede when they bring out those goddamn crab legs. I am saying, I mean, the first time I saw it, I was like, really? Like, dude. It's supposed to be like an all-you-can-eat buffet. You're going to get all-you-can-eat. But there's no line. They just attack it. Like, fucking crazy. And I don't know to say, because I know it sounds, you know, what it sounds like, but I don't mean it to sound whatever.
Cockabove just put a video into chat.
Okay, let me see if I can.
I'm watching it. It is horrific.
This is what I saw. This is what I saw. See her dipping. The very first, like, 20 seconds, she's dipping the fucking oil out of the sewer. Ugh. This is exactly what I saw today. And then comes a guy with, like, about a 10-gallon drum, and she loads it into this 10-gallon drum, and then they take it to a processing place where they boil it, and they load it into 55-gallon barrels. I mean, this is from Radio Free Asia, called The Making of Gutter Oil, if you want to find it on YouTube. And there's the fucking broom handle with, like, a big-ass, like half a basketball size thing on the end. That's exactly what I watched today.
Oh,
and it's
even worse than I imagined.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not doing it justice, really. And Sauce, if you see this, now you know why it's like, well, how bad can it be? Pretty fucking bad.
I'm looking at it. I look like that cat throw up.
Yeah, it's not.
It did a little bit.
It's not pretty. It's not pretty.
But, or your Wingstop.
Oh, don't get me going on that. Just anyway, stop. Yeah, you can find it if you Google it. It's about a 2.5-minute video. And it's like, it just cuts to towards the middle or the end, like all of these sort of street vendors, like making all this cooked food. And you're just like, oh, God. Oh, God. It's all gutter oil. So. Yeah.
Fuck you for telling me about this.
Sorry.
Ugh.
King Tyler,
I get past some of this stuff pretty easy.
That one doesn't bother me as much as the cat threw up. But it's also because I'm not in China, and I know we have terrible shit all the time around here. And that's why I have that that app that tells me, like, the restaurant cleaning. Oh, the round table near me got bought by somebody else, so now I can go there again. That was the place that I reported they found the sewer backed up into the sinks. And the owner at the time, they called him and said, you know, the whole sewer is backing up to the sinks. And the owner said, take paper cups and throw it out the back door. And stay open. And they got closed for that for like a couple weeks. And I was like, well, I'm never eating there again. And then
they
got bought out.
They got bought by someone else.
I'm at least have the illusion still that things are better, you know. The illusion.
Let me know how that goes.
I've had a pizza since they got bought out. Oh. They got bought out in like, I don't know, June or something. Ooh. And I was reading reviews. I was reading, I don't even remember why I ended up there, but I was reading reviews and I wanted to just check in on it. And they're like, this place is dramatically better since it got bought out in June. And I was like, really? So whatever. Sorry, Cockabub. I know. Cat Barf, Wingstop, Gutter Oil. I know.
It's a lot of things.
It's a lot. I know.
It's don't not, eat.
Yeah, it's probably not a great show to eat. I'm trying to look if it's going to get any better. It's probably not. Probably not going to get better. let's see. Oh, well, that one's definitely not going to. Let's play the lady losing it on the plane that you sent me. And this one was going around a little bit this week. I don't even remember what airline it was, but it's like sort of focused on a guy, but the video doesn't matter so much as the audio. There's a couple that are sort of sitting behind this guy And I guess the guy was looking at women as they walked onto the plane. And his girlfriend wouldn't have it and just lost it. And you'll hear her. Eventually the guy has had enough and he decides, like, I got to get out of here. And you'll hear him, like, say, I'm leaving or I'm getting up or whatever. And then you'll hear a noise and you'll hear the crowd all go, ooh, you know, like when they see something bad. She hits him, I think, over the head with a laptop at that point, just to kind of give you a heads up. But she's had enough of this guy.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, you better believe it. I wear the fucking nuts, nigga, in front of public. You want to fucking try to look at other women, nigga? No, fuck you. You ain't going to look at other women, and you ain't going to tell me you're looking at other women. Yeah, I know. I fucking consult the fucking child.
There's a little boy right behind you.
I already know. Look, I'm not going to say nothing if you don't say nothing and try to cause a commotion, because he's a fucking problem. You want to fucking try to fucking say shit to me, nigga? Shut the fuck up. Nigga, fuck you. You
want
to fucking watch when we get home, nigga?
Just take her out the plane.
Yeah. Fuck you. I'm not putting my back to what? If I let him in my back, I'm not ever going to see you again. I swear to God, don't you ever come to my house, nigga. I'll call the police on you. Fuck you. Oh, really?
You're going out of control.
Nigga, I'm going to prison right now. You shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, she just took a pop at him, and the stewardesses are kind of standing in the aisle, like, sort of unsure of what to do exactly, because she's just kind of yelling at her husband or her boyfriend. But I think at this point, she takes a crack at him, and they're like, sir, do you want to leave? Like, you know, we'll get you out of here. And he says yes to that. And then, I don't know where she gets it from, but she takes a crack at him with a laptop. All
right,
Oh, you gonna come up?
Yeah, man, I'm getting up, man. Get up. You're assaulting me, man.
Oh, I'm assaulting you?
Yeah,
I've known you for fucking years.
Know you like that,
I'm assaulting
man.
You?
There it is.
Fuck you. I'm gonna get my purse.
And then she does this weird move to wrap it up where she just hit him with the laptop and everyone's kind of like, now she's got to get off the plane for real because she just took a crack at somebody. But she announces, I got to go get my purse. And she goes in the overhead bin and gets her purse. Mm-hmm. And I believe, like, the captain or someone's like, you know, dude, you're going to jail for assault. And she's like, you know, kind of like, I don't give a shit.
Okay? Are you okay?
Fuck you. You want to say I'm assaulting you? Fuck you. Fuck you, memo.
Ma'am.
Yeah, I'm going over there.
You're
going
to be charged with assault.
Fine, whatever. Oh, yeah, memo?
And there's the end.
Sorry. This one stewardess, somebody gets hit in the head, and I can't figure out how it happened.
Yeah.
She's holding her head when she walks by.
It might be the stewardess that gets hit with the laptop. I can't remember, but it was one of them. It's like the camera sort of pans away, and you just hear that, ooh, like the crowd. What do you call that, like a pop in wrestling?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you get that. You get that pop. And, you know, then she's done for real.
Where did she get her purse from?
The overhead compartment. Like, she goes back, like, I'm waiting for,
no, oh,
did
you
I
said,
say
so? So, overhead bin.
Overhead bin. She gets it from the overhead bin. I don't know where the laptop goes, SR Peel. You see her, like, kind of take a swing, but you don't really see who she hits. And then it's just kind of gone. Like, it's on the floor or whatever. Well, thank you, I'll be dang, for this subscription with Twitch Prime, too. Appreciate it. Seven Deuce also sent that to me. I forgot. My bad.
But nobody likes Seven Deuce.
He's all right, I guess. No, I'm just
kidding.
That one was kind of making the rounds this week.
I mean, what kind of relationship is it if you can't look at another woman and say she's attractive?
Well, right away, and it kind of, you're not really listening for it, so it goes past real quick, but she says, right in the first couple sentences, I wear the nuts in this relationship. Something like that. I'm going to play just that part again, because it's like, in public, I wear nuts, or something like this.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, you better believe it. I wear the fucking nuts, nigga, in front of public.
There it is.
You want to fucking try?
I wear the nuts in front of public. That's what it was. And, you know, at that point, the guy...
I mean... Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, whether... pretend it's you, not that any of you would be with that person, but you just want to crawl into yourself and just like disappear, you know?
What do you mean by that person?
That lady. No, I don't think, you know, neither of you would be...
What do you do?
I mean, a turd has
to... Oh, are you trying to turn it into it. Okay, sorry. I didn't get it.
I mean, I'll stereotype here. You don't hear white women talking to their man like that often. For whatever reason.
Honest to God, I don't remember what color she was. Not that it matters, but I'm just saying.
I mean, that's like your Latino black type woman talking to the man when they're tired, or they're done, they're fed up.
I mean,
letting it rip.
I've heard some white women say some shit, but not, maybe not in that, you know, not that tone, a different tone. But, that's the thing. If you're on the plane and that happens and it's your wife or your girlfriend, I mean, you just want to shrink. You just want to shrink inside yourself and just disappear. Because there's no winning. You can't win. You can't tell her to be quiet.
I would have been like, your pussy stink.
That you could have done.
Your mother's pussy stank.
I guess that.
Something.
And then you know what she would say.
Your penis is so small! And again!
Alright, I'll give you a little.
Stink! And then your pussy stink! Your mother's pussy stink!
And then
your pussy stink! Your mother's pussy stink! Your mother's pussy stink! And then your pussy stink.
I almost fucked that last one up.
That's true.
Could
you go back to the kitchen?
I feel like if you keep saying that, like every time she starts talking, because you keep saying that over top of her, you could make it okay, but it's bearable.
Why is that?
But I'm saying, you're not
going down without a fight in front of other people.
I don't know. You're on a plane, though, so it's like you got to watch your P's and Q's because you know she's gone. And it's like, motherfucker, I'd still like to go home or whatever. Like, I'd still like to, you know, I want to stay on the plane. Like, I don't want this, you know? So there's nothing that you get out of escalating that. I don't know. It's a tough situation.
I kind of want to know more.
Shit.
I don't know.
BGL, link it to me, would you? I'll check it out. He sent something to me a couple days ago, and I guess I missed it. I apologize. Do we know where Rob lives in Florida exactly? Don't tell me.
But we know. I know.
It's,
I know
this big island south of Florida. That's where he lives.
Flatus says he knows where. I'm glad you're here too, Flatus, because I don't know exactly where you live, and this could be you. That's all I'm saying. This guy, the one thing this story fails to mention is, when this guy starts out, he's wearing a Captain America t-shirt. And I don't know why that's relevant. It really isn't, but it said it in the article, but in the audio, it does not say it.
Because Resident he knows a lot about movies. Resident shocked to see the surveillance picture of a man Pembroke Pines police said was pleasuring himself near a guard gate on the Pierpoint community off Northwest 118th Avenue in Johnson Street Monday.
Not something you see every day.
No, you don't want to see.
This image shows the man walking right past the guard wearing nothing but his shoes and a hat with his clothes in his hand.
There are, you know, just people like that, but it's a little bit worrisome that they just walked right through here.
According to the female guard working at the time, the man, believed to be in his late 20s, early 30s, initially walked toward a nearby dumpster while continuing to stare at her. After the guard turned off the lights in the guardhouse to better see what the man was doing, she realized he was now standing outside of her window making faces. That's when she said he walked to a nearby AC unit, removed his shirt and shorts, and then started masturbating.
It concerns me, but I know I'm still safe.
Why is that?
Because we have great guards, and they know what to do.
It was that guard that called police, but after searching the area, they were unable to locate him, and residents we spoke with now worry he may come back.
Oh, thank you, BGO. BGO linked me something. I vaguely remember
Flattus.
This.
Flattus?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out if it's Flattus or if it's Rob, because I'm going to catch one of you two. Don't F up down there. All the Florida shit gets put on the internet. So just keep it 10 out of 10, as Rob would say.
I wonder, like, if you're in Florida, do you get, like, California, New York? Like, what? You're not talking about yourself.
I don't know why, but we don't get as much. I'm going to put this in the show notes and remind me to do this in the after show, BBO.
They don't get news from outside of Florida. It's like its own little thing.
There was one from, like, Bakersfield that I had this week, but I'm trying to remember what it was. I won't pull it.
Well, Bakersfield is like the Florida of California.
Yeah. I mean, it's Southern California. It's, you know, Bakersfield's not pretty. Let me see. God, I've got a bunch that I want to do later because people emailed in a bunch of good stuff too, so I don't want to spend too much time on this. Naked guy in Vermont, but that's not that exciting. We did the masturbating guy. I mean, there's a lot of whatever. There's more to come. This was Beaverton, Oregon. It's not that exciting, but there's a reason I'm going to play it.
We had one of our sergeants was actually in line at a Taco Bell over off 158th and Walker. And she sees the car in front of her. The driver puts a bottle of alcohol out of the car window and starts pouring it into the mouth of the Taco Bell employee through the drive-thru window. And obviously that catches the sergeant's attention. And so as soon as the car pulls away from Taco Bell, she pulls that driver over and she got arrested for DUI.
Just really the only reason I brought that up is because I can't get a fucking slushy from Taco Bell, and they're rolling through there with bottles of booze and getting each other drunk as fuck. That's all. I had a Mayo story, and I was sad that Turd Hat was not here to hear it, so I'm going to play it in his stead. Let me see. Was there something else that I had here before I wanted to do that?
Mayonnaise.
Let me see. I do have that somewhere. Wingstop. Got that. Steven Seagal. Alex Trebek. Did that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Shit myself. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. That did not happen. Very good, though. Yeah. There
again. Second hardest time so I laugh when other people. So,
thanks for showing your support.
I got a couple of nose whistles. Still.
Some Australian people. So, thanks for showing your support.
Oh,
I don't remember what this one is. Oh, that's just straight up the whistle.
That's all a gimmick. Never happened.
There's a Mayo element to this last one that I'm going to play you, but it actually is not even the it's like by far the most normal thing about this story. I want to preface this by saying this is about a man murdering his wife, and it is not funny. It's a not funny story at all. It's, you know, but it had to do with Mayo and blah, blah, blah. So I toss it in, but it is about someone getting killed. So that's not good, but.
We begin with a wild accusation by a husband accused of murdering his wife with a concrete block. 17's Karen Hua is here now with details of the man who's blaming mayonnaise as part of the problem. Karen?
Well, according to police reports, Nathaniel Robertson admitted during an interview with sheriff's detectives to beating Lydia Robertson with a concrete block. Robertson is quoted in the report stating he did it to, quote, give her compassion and mercy, as the alignments were not in place to protect her, end quote. Court documents state Robertson said he had been infected by mayonnaise, quote, they put him in. They, in this case, refers to a group of brutal, powerful people Robertson said he couldn't identify, according to the report. Asked if he used drugs, Robertson said he used, quote, ice to help him breathe. On July 11th, deputies responded to a home on the 300 block of Sycamore Drive. They say they found blood splattered across the floor at the front entrance. Lydia Robertson was lying on the floor with a major head trauma and a large pool of blood surrounding her, according to documents, and a large concrete block was next to her. Robertson, 46, has pleaded not guilty to a charge of first-degree murder in Lydia Robertson's death. He's being held on $1 million bail. I'm Karen Hua, 17 News.
Hey, got him.
Sorry.
That may be the most thorough description of a murder scene I've ever heard on the news.
Yeah, and
concrete block.
So odd. Like, well, he was poisoned by mayonnaise that was given to him by, you know, whatever.
Oh, mayonnaise.
Oh, the man is clearly sane within his right mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Mayo.
Do you do any drugs? Yes, I do ice to help me breathe. Do a lot of ice. Which I think is meth. So there's that.
Trapped in mayonnaise.
And she was not protected or something? I don't know. I probably shouldn't have done that story, but it was... There was mayonnaise. No,
solid mayo. Solid choice.
No.
You liked it because he hit her with a concrete block on her head.
That's why I liked it. Yeah, that's right. Liked it.
I just saw the tweet. You literally liked the tweet.
I loved it. 20 likes. If I like something, it gets 20 likes.
So. More than your fucking dog pictures.
Yeah, he starts almost. Off the trend. The trend, like, you start it, right?
By the way, I did see you were like, what's that thing in the cabinet? Is that a lighter next to the fireplace? Is that a notebook with the pages ripped out or something like that? And I was like, I almost responded, but I didn't want to give you more.
You know, I forgot about it. Now I have all the same questions all over again.
That was like some sort of little dog figurine that I got as a gift. And it was one of those things where it was from a relative, and they were coming over, and I had to put it somewhere where they could see it, and then it just kind of stayed there. And then there is a lighter. Yes, there is a lighter next to the fireplace, and the lighter kind of sucks. And so there's also what you think is a notebook with ripped out pages. That one I didn't kind of get, but. Next to the lighter, what I think what you're describing is one of those box of long matches. You know what I mean? To light the fireplace. Yeah. So that's what all that stuff is. Yeah.
Thank you. I feel much better.
But you were like, Turnette's not here, so I gotta, you know, whatever.
You know, I was going to make some kind of joke about your dog looking stoked or something about a stoker, and I couldn't quite work it out. But
yeah, that didn't work.
I was like, let me just ask questions.
Yeah, no, that was
I love it when you try to workshop your material on the show.
Yeah,
I let you into my life.
We got to work it through. So as did I answered all of your little what's in the background questions. And then I realized that it didn't blur it enough. I'm like, oh, I didn't blur that enough. I got all these questions now. I gotta answer. If I can fix that in post. And,
too many fucking pixels on that bitch.
Yeah, get more likes. Get some more likes.
You can take that to the bank.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
You know those motherfuckers. I do like that too. It's a personal thing. They're off now for like till like September or something, I think. Jeopardy is.
What's up with him now?
I was joking about the lady fucks thing. I mean, I think I hear he has publicly kind of said he's doing, you know, he's beating it. That's the latest that I've heard.
Did you see the pictures from his birthday or the video?
No. Is it bad?
He did not look too good. He was like, shit. Jeopardy tweeted it out, retweeted or something, it out his family at his house, like for his birthday. And he's like, everything's going great kind of thing. And you can just see the way he looks. I mean, he's doing chemo, so I mean, it's not going to look the greatest. Like he's doing backflips, but
I
didn't think he looked too good.
It's tough because like, I don't know how long ago they taped all of the Jeopardy shit that I'm watching now and he still looks good. You know, he still seems like he's doing great. So I don't know. And then he has played it pretty close to the vest, but like every time I do hear something, it's positive. It's like, his doctor say he's, you know, doing this or whatever. His doctor say he's doing well. So I don't know. SRP says, I hate mayo. My ex brought me a sandwich. I remember that about you. You hate mayo. It says, my ex brought me a sandwich with mayo once. I threw it at her. She did not care for that. Kaneko says, now, did that really happen? And Esther Peel says, yes, sir.
You threw the sandwich at her?
That seems a bit excessive. I don't like mayonnaise.
You could have like at least like vagina chopped her or something. That would have been a better move.
It wasn't a cinder block.
Is there? I wonder if we could find that. Don't we have the clip of that? Of like the you doing the hi-ya sound? I don't know. It's total reach, but I don't think I'll find it. I just remember it was a great clip because the way you said it was like, and then I leaned down and I chopped up like towards her vagina and I said, hi-ya! Or something like that. It's not here. I can't find it. Probably show 4 or some shit. BGO says, if you don't like mayo, you hate America. I don't know. I'm a fan. I'm not a turd hat level fan, but I am a fan, I have to say.
I didn't realize mayo was like America.
I don't know about that, but I did see a thing today about fake guacamole, and that's real. It is, let's see. Well, the reason I brought it up, because earlier I was talking about going to Mexican. There's a shortage of avocados, and they're hell of expensive right now. And I was saying, I went to a mom and pop place where I got like a 3-item plate kind of thing. And usually there would be a little scoop of avocado with that, and there was not. And there wasn't like a self-serve, go get yourself some avocado. Usually there's like a salsa bar or whatever. No avocado. And they use, it's like a squash or something. A fake guacamole made from blended calabacitas, Mexican squash. I don't know if I said that right. And there's no avocado in it. And there's even a link to a YouTube video of how to make fake guac, basically. Like they boil this squash and then they put it in a blender and it looks almost like the real thing. Like they have a picture of fake guac and real guac next to each other. I'll put it in the chat room. I could put the link in later too, but this is the picture. And
dollar,
can you tell me?
Dollar store. Shit.
If you open that, which one's the real guac and which one's the fake guac? Just real quick.
Can't fucking tell.
The real one is on the right. I know you guys are listening to this in your cars or whatever, but they look exactly the same. And they probably taste pretty close too.
Well, that's what I was going to say. To me, it's like, I don't really care as long as it's not bad. And it tastes good.
Yeah, this, we're not talking about gutter oil or whatever. This is just sort of like, you know, it's like, yeah, guac's expensive. We're going to fuck around and make some fake guac. And, you know, I just thought it was interesting because it's starting to, it's becoming a thing. It's like, you got to watch your bottom line, you know? The only other thing that was weird that I found this week was, there is, you know how there's that site for petitions? I think it's change.org where you can sign petitions for shit. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, then there is a thing. There's a petition to move Halloween instead of always being October 31st to the last Saturday of October every time.
I saw that.
Did you? Why not, right? Is that where
I don't hate that.
I don't hate it either. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they already fucking move it for weather all the time anyway.
Well, it's like they already have trunk or treat because they don't want kids to go out, you know, on like a Wednesday night when it gets dark at like 6 o'clock at night and going and fucking getting hit by cars and shit. Just move it to the last Saturday of the month and then everyone can have their little Halloween parties and you can have a, you're not going out on like a Wednesday where like dad's getting home from work and it's like, ah, fuck, I gotta go. I thought it was a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I mean, just like Kaneko said, around here, it's like by neighborhood. They'll change it for the weather, or if they just decide that one night's better than another night.
We don't have that.
Fucking change it.
We don't have that. It's always the 31st here. I mean, I've never seen it not be that day. It's always that day.
Yeah, we're real loosey-goosey over here.
But yeah, but I mean, like, who puts out the newsletter? Like, how do you know when it's going to be?
Oh, you know, they put it on the news. Bitch.
Oh, really? Like the local news?
They'll run a ticker. Like these neighborhoods are on Friday.
During my
these neighborhoods are on Saturday
basketball game. They're going to run a ticker, you motherfucker. No, I've never experienced that.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with it. Sauce.
Uh-oh. Your connection is not good. We'll give it a minute.
It's that Western Virginia internet.
Night, skinny cow. Thank you.
Well, since you brought up basketball, I was going to ask you, did you hear about this kid that gamed the system at the Warriors games this season?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
That was kind of fucking crazy.
This is not, you know, don't get honest, because this is not really a basketball thing. This is a, like, getting free tickets thing. Sauce says it's Jack. Hang in there. See if it gets any better. But this guy, essentially, I mean, this would work for a lot of different sports or whatever. It's got nothing to do with actual sports. It wouldn't work for concerts because those are one-offs, but. He found a thing where, like, for $100 a year, you can buy this pass that doesn't let you into the arena to have a seat. It just sort of lets you into the arena where you can go hang out in one of the many, like, bars or lounges or whatever, and then watch the game from there, which is probably worth about $100 a year if you think about it. Like, you can't go sit in a seat. They check your tickets. I mean, I've been to plenty of Warriors games. They check your tickets when you get to like the little, you know, doorway to go down to the seats. So it's not like you're going to get away with much with that. But he found out this method to get himself essentially floor seats, like the seats that are like thousands of dollars per game. He would go on StubHub or whatever ticket reseller you want to talk about. A couple hours before the game and look for these like really high priced tickets that, hadn't sold. And he found out he could just Photoshop in the seats onto his pass. And I guess the pass is on your phone. So you don't even really need to have like a real ticket. So he could just Photoshop it into like the virtual ticket on his phone. And just walk in knowing that these seats didn't sell like by an hour before the game's going to start, and just waltz down to the whatever floor seats he wanted. I mean, we're talking like thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, per seat, some of these seats. And he did it for the whole season. And then at the end of the season, he posted it. Now, what I didn't hear is, did they go after the guy or prosecute the guy or whatever? Because that would not surprise me if they did do that. Because we're talking about like, God knows how many, you know, it could be like $100,000 worth of tickets. I mean, it's a lot.
I think he said he did it for 30 games.
Nice.
I mean, you're back.
I've been here the whole time. What are you talking about?
Oh, did you hear what I was talking about with the Warriors tickets?
Yeah, thing? I could hear you guys the whole time. My connection was fucked.
Yeah, you were dropping out. But dude, it was. He posted the video of him, like, literally dragging and dropping in, you know, on Photoshop or whatever, the shit to fix everything. And I was like, dude, the fucking ball's on this kid. Like, not only are you doing it, but you're posting about it with his full face and everything else. Like, no fucks given.
It's one of those things, like, do you really take the time and money to go prosecute him? Or is it kind of like, thanks for now we know we can.
Yeah, I don't think they would go after him.
Well.
Yeah.
Here's the other part of this. They're changing arenas, this next season. Like next season, they're going to be playing in a new arena. and odds are good that they're going to change their whole ticketing system and fix all that shit. Mm-hmm. So he kind of thought the jig is up anyway. Like, I might as, you know, I think if he thought he could still get away with it, he wouldn't have said anything. But,
well, I think he said he was moving.
Oh, was that right?
He's moving out of the area.
Okay. Well, that would be a thing too, but it's sort of like just admitting to multiple felonies on YouTube. Like, hey, I already did this and there's no way to recoup your losses from me doing this, but you know, I don't know what kind of fraud or whatever the fuck it is, but you know, something.
Yeah, but they're not real. They're not out anything. It's not like those seats sold. They got their money.
Yeah,
they're not out anything. It's just they didn't resell on the secondary market.
Right. Well, the thing that I always thought was, and I think he even mentioned this, like even if he couldn't sit in those seats, like if he rolled down and that seat was occupied, he could just move over to the next empty one. Because sometimes these guys would put their tickets up for like 2 G's or 5 G's or whatever it is for floor seats, like literally sitting on the floor, like with, you know, right in front of the players. But if they don't sell, then they go to the game. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to try and get like 3,000 for this ticket, but if it doesn't sell, then I'm going to give it to my brother or whatever, or I'm going to give it to a friend. So I think that happened too. So whatever. But.
Yeah. He said that out of the 30 games that he did it, he got asked to leave the seat twice.
Yeah. Not a big deal. But.
And he just didn't go back to that section.
Yeah,
he's like the person that's working that section. He would just pick different sections.
Dude, when they sucked, like when the Warriors really sucked, I would sneak down to the front all the time, and no one would even bat an eye. I mean, everyone would, you know, it was like, dude, who gives a shit? Like, no one's here. Just go. You know, like even the ushers were just like, I don't, you know, no one cares. But since they got good,
seeing Baron Davis.
Yeah, dude, for real, for real. I mean, that was even when they were better, you know. I'm talking about like really sucked. Well, I'm here to see Kalena Azubuki or whatever.
Hey, he's from Kentucky.
I know. Hey. I know. And I think that guy, well, this, now we're delving basketball and I'm gonna stop, but I think he's I wanna say he's gonna be our announcer next year, or like a color guy or something.
He's been doing like pre-show stuff for them.
It is him.
Whatever.
It is
him. It's him.
And their last word on it, and then we'll move on. But they're booting out like the guy that does the color commentary now, who's been there for 35 years that everyone loves, and everyone's pissed about it. So I'll leave it at that, and then we should do phone calls.
But real quick, I was just gonna say we do that at our the basketball games we go to. Because we usually sit in the upper deck. No, not quite. Not to that extent. But, you know, just kind of scope it out over the first half. And then at halftime, whenever everyone's getting up out of their seats and going up to get fucking soft drinks and whatever.
Ease on down the road, bitch. Yeah.
Just go in with a group of people.
Yep.
They're not checking tickets at halftime.
Act like you know what you're doing.
Just go to the seats of people. Act like you're supposed to be there. You're good.
No, when it started getting...
Asshole.
When they started getting good again, I was like, I can't do that anymore. Like, you know, they would have like one or two guys posted up, like, sir, let me see your ticket. And you're just like, ah, shit.
I know you want to move on, but now I have a question because this happened to me recently. Have you ever had people in your seats and had to make a move?
Yeah.
Oh, see, me too. Because when I took my kids to the Monster Truck Jam, whatever the hell thing is with the monster trucks in the arena, lady and her husband and kid were in our seats.
Yeah.
And my wife and I, like, what's this about? And we asked them to move, and she's like, no, these are our seats. We're like, I have my ticket, you need to move.
Yeah.
So she scooted over, and then the next people came, and it's the same thing. And it was, they like refused to get up, but like we bought these seats. And she's like, let me see your tickets. She's like, I don't need to show you my tickets. We had to go get the usher to come make them leave. And like four rows back behind us.
Dude, I see fucking people at the movie theater every goddamn week have to tell people to get out of their seat.
Kaneko said that happened to me and my wife at the theater. Yeah.
I don't really.
Kaneko says they literally pretended they didn't speak English. But see, this goes back to when I was talking about the like Asian buffet, like snatch and grab type shit. I saw it in real life where You know, you're supposed to go through the line where you go, like, if you've ever gone to, like, a casino buffet or whatever, even one of the nice ones, there's, and especially if it's really busy, like, there's a line, and you start at one side, and you go to the other side. You can't really roll up to, like, just, like, one spot and grab what you want and roll out. Like, if it's not busy, you can, but, you know, if there's, like, a line out the door, usually people are kind of like, okay, get in line, get your plate, whatever. When they put out new crab, I watched Asian people. I don't know. I'm sounding like Seinfeld. They're Asians. I don't know what they, you know, I don't know anything. But they rolled up and people, like, they had not ushers, but like restaurant staff, like what, trying to like, hey, you got to go into the line. You have to go in line. And they pretended to not speak English. I mean, like, maybe some of them didn't, but not all of them did. You know what I mean? And just like, eyes forward, acted like they didn't see the person telling them, like, hey, can you please go into the line? And just rolled up. And this is the kicker. Someone behind the thing apparently spoke Chinese and told them they needed to get into the line. And then they just, like, eyes forward, turned away, like, looked away from their eyesight. And just pretended like they didn't hear them or acknowledge them and just loaded plates of crab and rolled out. You know what I mean? I was just like, damn, dude, that's commitment. Like, they're fucking all about that snow crab. Like, you know, it was a thing. It was a big thing. And now, yes, Ezra Peel says there's a process. Fucking follow it. I mean, that's the only part that does annoy me. It's like, I don't care. Everyone's going to get their snow crab. But it's just like, you know. We live in a society. King Tyler III says, crab's pretty damn good. No, crab's delicious. It is. Crab's delicious, but come on. We need to work together. That's all I'm asking. But it was just interesting, again, not to go all the way back to this, but I didn't know that that seemed to be a thing. And I saw that happen a couple times in Reno and in Tahoe. And I was like, And then I found this whole subreddit, which is like videos, like one after the other of like almost a melee, like a fucking, like, you know, throwing bows, like throwing elbows to get at that crab, like fucking like three plates deep, four plates deep, like stacking them on top of each other, four plates deep, like using the plate as a scoop to scoop the crab onto the plate, like crab legs. I was like, motherfucker, I've seen that in real life. Anyway, I'm lost where we were, but I'm ready for
phone calls emails.
That's what I was gonna say. If you guys are saucing,
yeah, no, that was somewhere between you hating Asians and phone calls and emails.
See, I know that as soon as I was like looking at that, I'm like, you know, when I bring this up, it's gonna sound potentially racist, but
he's on the Asian
side. I'm spotting it. I mean, I've spotted this in real life, and I can't name.
It's not racist. It's true.
I'm just saying I'm not naming like any specific culture. It's just like, God damn. Like I was like almost impressed, you know?
I'll give you one out if you do the deaf voice.
I'm not doing a deaf voice.
Well, you towed the line with the airplane story. So maybe don't throw stones, buddy.
I mean, I was just playing the role of turd hat. I mean, if you want to talk about offense at a retard last show, so
I did say the word, and I regretted that. But please do me a favor, just for your own enjoyment, or not enjoyment, but just like if you like watch, you know, if you want to see that shit, just go to the subreddit Chinese Tourists, all one word, on Reddit, and check it out. Because I was just like, holy shit, I've seen this. Oh, and then the other one was the one time. There's a scene.
Can you play the crank sound real quick?
I'm sorry. So there's a seafood buffet at the mall, and there was one time that I was there with somebody, and there was a sign on the door, and it's a big place, like huge place, and I'd never been in there, and it was like Tuesday or something, 2-for-1, and it was 2-for-1 day, and I was like, let's go in here, and I went in there with the person I was with. And I saw the same shit happen again. I mean, it was just like packed. And like every time there was a big, load of crab brought out, it was like the running of the fucking bulls. I was just like, holy shit. Like, this is for real. They give no fucks about anything or anyone, and they are loading up this crap. And it was, dude, it was wild. Okay. Sorry, rant over.
Is it?
It is for real now. I forgot that one detail.
It's 20 minutes from
and
now.
The place sucked balls. Like, I never went back because it was so awful. But it was like 2-for-1 day, and the motherfucker was just packed. Packed.
It's like, why is there so many Asian people at this Asian buffet I keep going to?
It wasn't an Asian buffet. It was just a seafood buffet. But it was like 2-for-1 day, and I'm talking about like 70, 80-year-old grandmothers, like, ready to fucking trample each other going for this Asian crap.
Asian grandmothers.
If that's what you choose to say, I'm not going to classify any. All right. Phone calls, emails, motherfucker.
No, keep them going. No.
I'm done. And the show has reached a new low.
I'm not sure the clip I sent you, so fuck it, let's just do it.
It's time for email.
Got it.
And
Chokama.
It's time for email. Ah! And some phone calls. Love you.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
He's God. He's like a god.
Yeah. Can you even... I can't even barely even look at him now. Look at this golden god standing in front of me.
Oh, my God.
I can't even believe that just happened.
I just had 50 people call me a douche in person.
I'm all of a sudden pregnant.
You can take that to the bank.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
That threw me off.
I'm not going to get tired of that. Just
well done. Well done. That's your best work in quite a while.
I saw it and I was like, I'm going to love this so much before I even did it. Love this. Sully sent me this. It's more of a link than a... There's no audio thing to it, but... mishap leaves 2-year-old Missouri girl with cake saying, "Happy birthday, loser." it was supposed to say, "Happy birthday, lizard," I guess is her nickname. And they made the cake, and, you know, she picked it up from the bakery, and then she realized that the cake said, "Happy birthday, loser." The only plus is that the kid was too young to read, so she didn't know. And they gave her a brand new cake. So thank you, Sully, for that.
It's no marijuana cake, but
yeah,
it'll do.
You know, could be worse. Has been worse. These things. This fucked me up. Okay, this is from NTR. We were talking about WoW Classic, and last week I was talking about how we were under 20. And in the old days, if you're under 20, you don't have a horse. You don't get a mount until 20. And then I was mad because I hit 20 and turned out was still like 17 or 16 level, you know, level 16, whatever it was. And he realized he could jump on my back and ride me around. And
it's fantastic, by the way.
What's that?
That was fantastic when I heard that story.
Yeah, and he had DM'd me after that, after we'd played, and he's like, hey, next time we play, I want to get a picture of me riding you on your back and to promote the guild. And I was basically like, I will be damned if you get a picture of me. If, you know, my guy could turn into like a deer or something or a buck and he could ride me. I will fucking rather kill myself than have a picture of you riding me, riding my back and promote the guild. Anyway, Anti-Arsenal says, and I did see these around, he says, just FYI, from levels 1 to 19, you get to ride in a motorcycle. Check in your mount folder, and you should see a key. When you click it, it brings forth a motorcycle where you ride in the sidecar. Enjoy, Anti-Arsenal. And I saw these guys, like level 5, level 1, whatever, jumping into the sidecar of a motorcycle, and the motorcycle was driven by an NPC, and I thought it was like, well, you got to buy that from Blizzard or something. So the whole time I was from 1 to 20 with no mount, I could have been riding in the fucking sidecar of a motorcycle hella fast. I'm mad about that.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Sounds strange.
That's, I saw them. Oh, he says you need X amount of heirlooms to get the motorcycle, King Tyler III says. Okay, I feel better. Joe Wu says, well, I could have told you. He says it's an achievement. Okay, I don't have that. Now I feel better. If I could have been like riding around in a fucking motorcycle the whole time when I was running hella slow, I would have been, you know, I would have been pissed.
What you do is you just get another druid, level them to 20, and you park them. And then when all of us start out, we just ride you around.
Dude, and I said it last time, but the worst part was, is that I'm helping him with quests because I'm higher level. Like, I've already done a lot of the stuff that he needs to do. So he has to give me orders of, like, which way to go.
That's the best.
Oh.
Did he, the chat bubble above your head?
Like, no, left, but right? We're talking on the thing. He's like, left, more left, not as much left, you know? And I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill this guy. Up this hill. No, that hill. Over there, you know, and I'm just like, I want to fucking,
just, you know,
but I'm trying to be helpful.
So happy. He's so happy.
He was. And I wanted to help him at that time level. Now he's past me, but, I want to help him. And if I didn't let him ride on my back, I would have to walk at his slow ass speed. You know what I mean? So it was like benefiting us both. Like, I don't want to fucking go as slow as you. So I'm going to let you ride on my fucking back like a horse.
I want to ride your back.
It's a one. I want to ride your back. I want to ride your back. Oh, so fucked up.
Oh, you're going to hear that at 2 a.m. in a bear.
Hey, Washclaw. I want to ride your back.
Dude, I know my Airbnb is going to fall through and I'm going to sleep on the couch and I'm going to hear so many fucking weird sounds coming from bedrooms. Just like weird slaps.
Wait, who's stirring macaroni and cheese in there?
What?
What? What?
Throwing macaroni and cheese. Jesus.
No, stirring.
Ah, that's so bad. That's so bad. I'd rather look at the cat barf than that.
It's just the sound. That's great.
Let me see. Do I have a thing on this? I don't. I already talked about this a little bit, but this was also
Asians
from
at buffets?
No. I probably will regret talking about that, but in a way I don't because it was almost like watching a nature documentary when I saw that happen. You know? It was almost like that. Like, it was like, God damn, I didn't think I'd see that in real life. And there it is.
You're equating them to animals. Okay.
That's not what I'm trying to do. That's not what I'm trying to do. God, can someone reach down and pull me out of this hole that I dug?
I'm just going to give you a bigger shovel.
It's worse if I would say something like, well, not all Asians are blah, blah, blah. I mean, because that's not, you know, now it's like even 10 times worse. But it was just so strange. So strange. Anyway, we already talked about this, but NT Arsenal says, Turdap may never come back. It appears that companies are spiking the vodka with methanol in Costa Rica. That's why things are so cheap. Tell them not to drink the vodka. And add a link to it if you guys want to. I mean, if anyone wants to look at it all, I'll just toss it in the chat room. We sort of talked about it already, but it's real. I mean, it's real. It's happening. Thank you, King Talker 30. He says, I don't see how it's racist. Telling a story objectively. That's really what I was trying to go for.
Mm. Success.
Yeah. Swing and a miss.
See, now you guys are going to pile on, but I, you know, I'm going with King Tyler the Third.
That's fine.
Is that Bryce really who you want on your Bryce side?
Brightside says, don't mention someone's race anymore, Finn, and you'll be okay. See, I don't know how I can mention it without mentioning the race in that story.
They're such bad drivers. I'm surprised they got
no,
to the
no,
buffet.
That's don't do that. Don't do that. That's
oh,
not.
Oh man,
where,
am I a woman?
Now that's you. Now you're in trouble. Now you're in trouble. You want to talk about fucking whatever gutter oil again? That's real. Yeah, also, Chinese isn't a race. Thank you, Kaneko.
How many more Chinese stories do you have tonight?
That's the only one. Call them people, Brighterside says. Okay. Brighterside thinks he's got a foothold to troll me right now, and he really thinks he's got it, but he does not. Anyway, I tossed that link into the chat room. It's a real thing. There's been 20 deaths from alcohol tainted with methanol. And, they said they searched a facility belonging to one of the suppliers of the alcohol, confiscated boxes. I mean, it's going on. 15 men and 5 women have died after drinking adulterated liquor since early June. Victims range from 32 to 72 years of age. 41 people have been affected by the alcohol, et cetera, et cetera. So. Government officials have seized around 30,000 bottles from brands suspected of containing methanol. But see, if you're staying anywhere, you're not going to know. I mean, if you're getting served drinks with, you know, you don't know what bottles you're getting served drinks with.
Yeah, that's what I
mean,
I'm thinking.
Is he drinking?
Oh,
he's got to be, right?
I mean, he's the one that DM'd me. He's like, God damn it. Like, what? You know,
I mean, do Asians like crab legs?
That, see, now you're doing that. You're doing that.
What? I'm just...
We're just repeating.
I was reporting.
Just,
I was reporting. You know, something I've seen, and now you're turning it into.
No, I'm using it to.
Hey, guess what?
Similarities to your statement.
Guess what? Who's got two thumbs and likes crab legs? This guy. I like crab legs. Okay.
You did look a little Asian.
Don't. I've already made it as bad as I can. You're now gonna fall down the hole with me. You understand?
Do the deaf voice, and we'll
see,
get
now
out
you're,
of here.
This, listen to you. Now you're making it worse on yourself.
Nobody likes me anyways.
I've already effed it all up. King Tyler Thurston says show title crab legs. Guess what? I get to choose the title, and I will not. No. That's
Asian not. Crab legs. Please.
Not gonna use it. Not gonna use it.
Good.
I regret ever bringing it up. It was maybe a mistake.
No, it was good.
Finn talks about Asians is already on the show title list.
Oh, good. That's great.
Feel free.
Well, this is our last show, so I hope everybody enjoyed this.
This is going to be a lot of editing. Tomorrow.
Where's all those stories?
I got a long day. This show seemed really short and disjointed. I don't understand it. It was like 18 minutes
of
long.
Smash cuts.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Like watching the fucking Bourne movies, you know, just smash cuts all over the place.
Oh, speaking of movies, Rob reviewed that new Amazon thing. I mean, why don't we get to it later? But what is it? The Boys?
The Boys?
Yeah. Did you? Well. I guess, should I
say? I don't know anything.
Okay.
Well, I can play this then.
Good. Because I'm curious about it. El Chorizon says, no, I'm not going to.
Come on. You got to read it. You brought
I'll
it
read
up.
It. Fenn doesn't
People
look.
People in the car can't see it.
Fenn doesn't look Asian, but his penis does. Swang Tong says, I expect a sorry card in the mail from you, Fenn.
What? Why is that joke funny? I don't get it. Can you explain it to me?
Well, it would not be because of any other reason than I have an Irish curse. I got an Irish curse. You're not. You. I refuse to be made uncomfortable over this. I'm plowing forward here. I'm going to move along with the show. Let's see. Okay. Lost my show notes for a second. Okay, yeah. Seven Deuce said... Oh, this is over the Disney thing. We did this, like, 2 weeks ago. It was a huge brawl at Disney, and the guy... the one that really, like... You knew things were bad is when the guy, one of the guys that was kind of in the fight announced that he's ready to go to jail tonight. Remember this guy? What's up?
What's up?
Go to jail tonight.
Yes, ma'am. We're
Disneyland. I'm ready to go to jail tonight.
Men and women, what's happening? Y'all got me fucked up.
She said, y'all got me fucked up.
I'm ready to go to jail tonight.
So that was from 2 weeks ago, and what was also weird about the story was like there was this sort of big like brawl that involved I don't know about six different people, and a lot of them were women. I mean, I think it was like two guys, maybe three guys and three women, and there was sort of a like I think they're all related kind of thing going on, and we did find out what sort of happened. At the end of that story, 2 weeks ago, that was the part I think where we realized that they were family. They all got in this huge brawl. I mean, like thrown on the ground, punches, you know, ripped up clothes, all this shit before the Disney police showed up. In my mind, I'm sorry, when I said Disney police, it's like, everybody stop what you're doing. Like Mickey Mouse shows up in a fucking cop outfit. That's what I was picturing. And it's like fucking like Goofy's like, well, your hands behind your hands, you know, or whatever the fuck. As soon as I said Disney police, I'm imagining them all coming like in their outfits.
Oh, Jesus.
But at the end, the Disney police showed up. And got them all together, but they refused to press charges on each other, which was like, you know, how are we gonna charge these people? Like, if you get in a fight and both parties refuse to press charges, I mean, you can get them for some stuff, but it's like not, you know, it's not like, hey, this guy attacked me. But anyway, we got an update to that. Seven Deuce sent me this. Here you go.
Three people are now facing criminal charges for their involvement in a brawl at Disneyland's Toontown. Avery Robinson, Andrea Nicole Robinson, and DeMond Petrie all facing several charges in this. The Orange County District Attorney said in a statement just released that the office does not tolerate domestic violence or child endangerment anywhere. This video shows several people yelling, hitting, pushing each other in front of other park guests, including young children. Anaheim investigators say all three are members of the same family.
Yeah, they're all members of the same family, so they are going to get them for stuff.
If it wasn't hitting women, I mean, I could be like, okay, it is what it is.
It was, whatever. Yeah, it was. What was weird was, like, at some point during that original, you know, brouhaha, melee, whatever you want to call it, it's like one guy is hitting another guy, and then, like, a chick tries, I mean, I'm throwing the numbers out of whack, but then like a woman tries to stop him who appears to be his girlfriend, and all of a sudden he turns and squares up on her and starts throwing dogs, and I'm just like, what? Like none of it made sense, but it was like my girlfriend, and then maybe like she took my mom's side, so now I'm hitting her, and then like my brother got into it, and then like his wife started hitting me. It was really wild. I've never seen a fight quite like it. But now I do, I do have it in my head of like Goofy, you know, cop. You have the right to remain silent. Just thinking about that. That's stuck in my head. I wish I could do a fucking, what's his duck name? Not Daffy Duck, but you know what I'm talking
about. Donald.
Donald Duck.
What's his duck?
was thinking Daffy, but I know it's not Daffy.
Dude's going to jail for being awesome.
What was the the voice that Sauce always said he could do that he never did once?
Miss Porky. Piggy.
Miss Piggy. Anytime you want to fucking drop that in. Yeah, Show 500.
Maybe. I'll save that.
Thomas says, throwing dogs, still not used to it. Yeah, Disney Police, where they sing you a song while they put the cuffs on you. That would be badass if the, you know, the cops that show up are like dressed like Disney sisters.
Just the seven dwarves.
It'll de-escalate. I mean, come on. Just not going to laugh at that.
Beating the shit out of guys with like fucking billy clubs and shit, like Mickey Mouse and Goofy and whatever. Crazy.
What if it was Mulan, Finn?
I don't know what that would sound like. Do you know what that would sound like?
I don't know. I was hoping you could tell me. But
no, I don't. I'm not doing like a whatever. Speaking of Mulan, though, that I saw the trailer for the live-action Mulan, and it looks fucking badass. That's the only one that I've seen a live-action of that I actually would approve of. Because it's not 100 animal characters that don't, that like they're trying to fucking put expressions on that looks fucked up.
Well, and I also think they're going away from the source material, or, you know, I don't think it's supposed to be a remake of it.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think they're going a little further away than they have with the other ones.
To be fair, I don't think I ever saw the original Mulan. I mean, I knew the idea of it, but I didn't know. I never saw it, but
yeah, I haven't seen it either.
I was going to play this, but just because I had a thought about Disney as well.
A Disney cast member left bruised after a guest got physical. According to our partners in Orlando, the news stations there, the guest apparently did not have a fast pass for a ride at Hollywood Studios. Well, when the cast member confronted her, the guest reportedly punched her in the face. The cast member refused treatment and did not want to press any charges. The ride was not affected.
I just sort of found that at the same time I was looking for the audio for the other one. But two things sort of sprung to mind to me. I haven't been to Disneyland in forever. You guys probably have, you know.
No.
With kids. I've never been.
Never been. Okay.
Not since I was a kid.
I went when I was a kid. And I know we've got a pile of people either in here or not that are Disney fanboys.
Chubbs.
I want to say Seven Deuce, but maybe I'm wrong on that. But there's others I know. Dude, to me these days, Disney seems like it's full of a bunch of janky ass people. Like janky. See, I knew as soon as I said that it was going to be that, but no. No, it's like, and I think part of what I don't like about Disney these days is the like weird, pay this much more and get a better experience thing. Like this story, this last one I played was about the fast pass thing where you get to skip the line. And the person was pissed because they didn't have the fast pass, which you have to pay for that ride, which you have to pay a bunch more money for. And that's what I think I don't like about Disney, and not just Disney, but anything that does that now, where it's like, well, everyone's invited to the park for like whatever 3 digits a day per person it is. So you're already coughing up, you know, if you got you and the wife and 2 kids, you're probably coughing up like $400, $500 maybe. I don't know. And then there's like the, let me sell you on the deluxe package, the fast pass package, the whatever package to like elevate you above everybody else package. And that shit's getting annoying to me.
How is it any different than, oh, by the way, Seven Deuce confirmed that he's a Disney lover.
Okay.
How is that any different than paying more money for better seats at a basketball game?
It's because you're buying a seat to a thing where you're going to go sit there and watch the thing. And I'm fine if you pay more money to get better seats. This is literally so you can like walk in front of everyone else and have like repeatedly more access to everything in the park for more money. Like everyone gets to watch the basketball game. Maybe you get a better seat, maybe you get a worse seat, but everyone gets to watch. This is like, I get to do X 5 more times than you, and walk right past you, because I don't know. It just is like this weird level of extreme inequality that never didn't seem like it used to exist. Maybe when I was a kid, or maybe I didn't notice it. Like, everyone was bummed out and everyone had to stand in line, but we all knew we were just standing in a line. And now it's straight up like, my dad makes way more money than you, so I get to do whatever I want. It's a little Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for me.
Fastpass is more standard than you think it is.
Maybe. I don't go to that kind of shit, really.
It seems like everybody that I know that goes to Disney goes with the Fastpass.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Well, I mean, it is. Maybe I am Fancy Pants, but I just
There's different things. Flatta says Fastpass isn't VIP treatment. Kaneko says you can use it 4 times a day. Keys to the Kingdom is VIP treatment. That is a different thing. You see where I'm getting at? Atomo says we used to get VIP treatment at Great America because my dad was handicapped. That, he says, didn't have to wait in lines. That was a thing at Disney too. We did a story on that a while back, where people used to handicapped people would sell their access to get in the front of lines until they made that illegal. I don't know. It's weird. It's like, I kind of like the, you know, pay your money and everyone's on the same thing. Like, you're all in the park and you all wait in line and you all do whatever. Of course, I see a difference between like, well, if you're handicapped and this and that. And then, of course, there's also Make-A-Wish type stuff. Like, there's a big difference there, too. But just the straight up, like, you know, hey, if I give you $10,000, can I just do whatever I want in here? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. You fucking go at it. That shit kind of bothers me. And that sort of sounds like what it's leaning towards these days. And I could be wrong. Could be wrong.
I think... maybe it was the last show or show before Turdhead said something about along those lines that you there are events like this where kind of segregating people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's like the scum, but like you have your lower class, if you will, mm-hmm. if
yeah, like
thing.
The and then you're paying upper class.
Yeah, you're paying to get away from the people you don't want to associate with.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was more of a speculation.
You know who buys a lot of fast passes?
Don't do it. As soon as you said, you know, I already knew where you're heading with it.
So, like, white people buy a lot of fast passes.
I could get myself into way deeper water here with something that I was going to talk about, but I won't talk about it because it's bad.
No, I mean, why as well now?
Yeah, might as well.
Get all out one show.
This has got, again, might as well. This has got nothing to do with Disney. It's just that my cousin married somebody from Japan, and the only thing that they cared about when they came over here, like for the wedding, was Disney. Like literally the only thing. It was Disney and the men Jack Daniels. That was it.
Mickey hats during the wedding?
No, but I'll tell you what they did do. They bought a shitload of Disney everything you could name in the park to stuff in suitcases and bring back.
The wedding pictures, did she do the peace sign and all the pictures?
No.
Okay. Checking.
They have since divorced as well. But,
by the crab legs.
didn't have him at the wedding.
Chicken wings all over the floor.
Didn't have him at the wedding. I'm telling you, Go read what I was reading today. It's pretty fascinating. But Kaneko says, I'm trying to catch back up with chat here. Kaneko says, work a little harder and you don't have to sit with people that go to the bathroom on themselves.
You an adult?
And you make a bathroom on yourself? That one here, I got that one.
You're an adult, and you're still using the bathroom on yourself?
No, I really am, you know, the Disney thing kind of baffles me. I mean, I know everything's going that way. I know everything's going to, like, tiers. Fucking everything. Netflix, I mean, all of it. It's like, you know, back in the day, it was like, you pay your fucking $7.99, you get Netflix. Now it's like, well, do you want 4K Netflix? Or do you want 1080p Netflix? Or, you know, there's all kinds
I think it's more in our face, but I think it's kind of always been that way with anything, right? If you look at it like grocery stores, gas stations, like anything, right? You have your tiers. It's
I guess. I don't know. I don't know why the Disney one kind of hit me. It would just sort of seem like, I guess, you know what? One of the other things was I stumbled onto like a couple people on Twitter, and I don't want to say it was Chubbs and like Seven News because I don't remember, and it might have been any, could have been anybody, but they were talking Disney, and it was like this pass and the yearly this and the, you know, the fucking like, the Admiral's I don't know what club, like the ear club and the,
yeah,
there's all this shit. It's like, there's 100 different things, like little, you know, increments of how important and special can you make it. And basically, you know what? And the airlines do the same thing. I'm not even talking about first class and economy. Now I'm talking about economy and like basic economy. You see that shit now? Like, it's been that way for a while, but there's like basic economy where it's like, you could bring a carry-on, but it's got to be smaller. Like, not the normal size carry-on, like a smaller carry-on. And your shit's going to be even tighter. Like, they're kind of making lower tiers than there were originally just to even get you paying for the, you know, oh, now there's economy plus. Like, you can pay economy plus? Like, what? How is there economy plus?
Seven a little Michael J. Fox right there.
Seven News said in a chat that with his season pass to Disneyland, he got the season pass.
Yeah, he was telling me about the Keys to the Kingdom just a couple days ago.
Keys to the Kingdom, Keys to the Kingdom. La la la. I mean, I don't know. It just seems crazy to me these days. And you know, it's like I said, it's the same thing for everything, I guess. Yeah. You're right.
You seem a little worked up tonight.
I had a week. I had a little bit of a week. I had a bit of a week. I had diarrhea. I had that fucking, that play. Dude, I almost watched someone like bang their girlfriend in front of me today at the Mexican food restaurant. I was like, gee, many Christmas.
That almost sounds like a win.
And I'm it really was not a win. It was just a weird, like in front of kids and stuff and like, you know, I'm trying to like, and it also looked like Susan Sprinkle a little bit. And so I'm like, then I'm trying, and it's like I'm facing forward and they're right in my eye line. You know what I mean? Like I'm sitting at a table waiting for my shit and they're right in front of me. And so I'm just sort of mindlessly staring forward and just like looking at the menu. But she looks back at me like, you know, what are you, a pervert? Like looking at me, kissing my boyfriend. And I was like, oh fuck. And now I got to like, forcefully look away and like take out my phone, and I'm like, I can't look in that direction now because she's got her fucking leg wrapped around him and they're almost fucking. I'm just like, dude, you know, there's like two kids under 8 years old, like 5 feet away, you know, just like, come on, get your ass.
Come on, Susan.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. Like, you know, it was, I was like, that looks a lot like Susan Sprinkle. And it's like, why is a Susan Sprinkle look like banging some guy in this Mexican restaurant. Let's see. Zan says, oh, Zan sent me, I don't know if you guys saw this. He says, this kind of creeps me out. Real or not real. Reminds me of some special effects in The Thing. If you saw this week, this was, going around. It was even last week, I think, a piece of chicken on a person's plate. That's uncooked.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like it crawls off the fucking plate. I mean, it's got to be fake, right? Like, I don't want to think about that.
I hope it's fake.
I mean, I don't see how it would be real. But
you can't. Yeah, it's not. It's not.
I don't know.
It's SRP.
It's not like.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll say it's not like that bowling video. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a little too obvious.
Oh, yeah. That one made me mad.
What kind of restaurant was that chicken at?
You know,
that's a stretch.
It is. That's a
let me see the video.
First of all, I don't know. But I know it was uncooked, and it's going to be like a hibachi place or something, right? But it's not real. There's no way a fucking piece of chicken uncooked crawls off your goddamn plate. It's not real.
Unless it has like worms in it.
Dude, I remember the video. It was like, it was like, you know, like joints moving. And shit. I mean, you know, it was like, it was crawling away. Like it was alive. I mean, it's just not real.
There are chopsticks in the video.
Well, good for you. Are you happy about that? You wait until you're not on this show and listen to what I do. You're not going to like it. I'm going to fucking dread some shit up. You're going to fucking have a blowout. I'm going to fuck you up so bad. You're going to be shitting rusty pennies the next morning. You don't even know what the fuck that means. You don't even know where it came from. You're on your toilet, it's going to sound like a change machine. You're going to be shitting rusty pennies. And you're like, I don't know what's going on with me right now. And it's like, well, that was Finn. He fucked you up last night.
Rusty, I can't wait.
Pennies. It's going to sound like a fucking slot machine paying off in the bath. Okay, I got a good one. This is Good Luck Riley. Have you guys ever heard of these sovereign citizen guys? The sovereign citizen movement?
Mm-mm.
No.
You probably would know if you've seen it. Like, and this is of one of these videos, but there's like dozens, if not hundreds, of these around. It's this weird thing where these guys have some sort of claim that they are not bound by the United States law. I'm trying to think of I thought I included a Wikipedia thing. It's sort of like these guys get pulled over. Let me see. I'll try and Google this sovereign citizen thing and just give you the synopsis. Sovereign citizens are anti-government extremists who believe that even though they physically reside in the country, they are separate or sovereign from the United States. Like, the rule, basically what their whole deal is, they don't think the rules apply to them. Like, they're not required to pay taxes, or they have this thing where they think for some reason, and they'll come up, they have all these like citations that they'll bring up. They're allowed to, for example, to drive their car without it being registered. And I am a sovereign, you know, if they get pulled over, it's like, I am a sovereign citizen. And I am, in a traveling situation, you have no authority to stop me from my destination. Like this whole weird, like thing. I wish I could describe it better. Let me see. What does it mean to be a sovereign citizen? Sovereign citizen is a term used to refer to a political movement which grew out of a belief in government abuses of power. Members often refuse to hold Social Security cards or driver's license and avoid using zip codes. Basically, they think that they have a separate rules. Like they don't, you know, the Constitution, the U.S. government are optional rules that do not necessarily apply to them. They're sovereign citizens of the United States. That's their thing. Am I making any sense to you? Can you follow that a little bit? Okay.
Yep.
It really is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But I've watched a couple of these videos, and Good Luck Riley sent me one I hadn't seen before. And it was originally a 10-minute video, which I chopped down to like three different clips that are both, you know, like 30 seconds, or all three of them are like 30 seconds long. So this first thing is, this is a quote, sovereign citizen that gets pulled over by a police officer, and his wife knows that this guy believes in all this stuff, and their kid's in the car, and she's like, please don't pull your sovereign citizen bullshit. You know, like the cops trying, you know, license registration, and she's like, she's not having it. So this is the first clip here.
I will identify myself. Okay. I need you to identify yourself first.
I'm Officer Kincaid, badge number 3420.
Bond claim number, please.
License registration insurance, please.
Bond claim number. All right,
sir. Excuse me, can you give him your license registration and insurance? We have our child in the car. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Don't make this any more difficult than it needs to be.
And we're right outside of our home. We live right there.
License, registration, insurance.
Don't do it with my kid in the car. I'm not doing this. You can stand up for yourself another time. Not getting killed with my kid in the car.
Everybody getting killed?
Yeah, right. You stupid. You black. Give up the ID, the registration, whatever.
I asked actually don't have to identify myself.
Well, you do, or you can you go to jail.
Why are you pulling me over?
You have your center brake light out, sir.
What's the center brake light?
The center brake light is that brake light right in there.
So that's the first bit. And you can hear the guy like, it's sort of the extreme version of the guy that's like, I'm not required to show you my identification. You know what I mean? But like, they'll start citing off this, you know, in, you know, 1777 under blah, 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 constitutional law. I am in my lane of travel, you know, to my destination and you cannot, you know, whatever, all this shit. So. His wife's in the car, and his wife's just like, please, for the love of God, just fucking give him, you know, just give him. And she's pointing to their house, which is like in view, like right on the corner. She's just like, please, just give him your shit. The guy was pulling him over for a brake light out, the center brake light, you know, like that one that's in your back window or above your trunk or, you know what I'm talking about? That's all the guy. And this is, again, I said 10 minutes long. This officer really is like, kind of pleading with the guy. He's like, please just give me your information. I'm not trying to make a thing, you know, just let's get it over. So eventually he does give him, I guess, his information. I don't know if it was his driver's license and his registration and his whatever, but he gave him enough where the officer does the thing. If you've ever been pulled over, which all of us have, a lot of us have, I have, leaves to go check, run his driver's license and run his registration or whatever. So this, we jump back in where the officer is now left with his information and is about to come back and talk to him.
Listen, you can do all of that. Identify yourself, and he gave you his badge number and all. You
guys give me his bond claim number.
What the fuck is a bond? He probably don't even know what a bond claim number
he
is.
He know what a bond, they're binded. They're, all them cops are bonded.
Okay, but, okay, check your attitude. Because soon as you they pulled you over, you straight had an attitude from John.
Sir, I have some bad news for you. Your vehicle registration expired May 31st. Okay? According to the laws of Philadelphia, I have to livestock your vehicle. Which means it's going to be towed by the Philadelphia Parking Authority.
You have registration?
I need those keys, please, sir.
Yeah, I need your supervisor.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm still gonna need those keys.
I need your supervisor.
Alright.
Because I'm traveling in my personal conveyance.
Okay.
I don't remember catching this, but he's saying I'm traveling in my personal conveyance and you don't have a right to stop me. And the guy's saying your registration is up as of whatever, May 31st. I need your keys, we have to tow your car. And the guy's like, you don't have a right to stop me, blah blah blah. So we can
have my car registered.
Okay, but you did at one point though, right?
Oh, wait.
Before I'm traveling in my personal conveyance.
Okay.
I don't have to have my car registered.
Okay, but you did at one point though, right?
Before I knew the law.
Okay. When did you know the law?
I'm starting to study now.
Okay, so you want a supervisor. I'm going to need those keys. Once you give me the keys, I'll call for the supervisor.
I need your supervisor.
All right, sir. It's not going to end well. I'm going to let you know that right now.
You can't take my car.
I can take your car.
Sir, our car is not registered to the state.
It is registered to the state.
I'm going
to...
Yo, man, you can't take my car, man.
Sir.
So at this point, she, the wife, who is the one recording, and the kids in the back, they never showed. I'm imagining it's a baby probably sleeping or whatever. She can see her house. Like, it's literally like you could throw a rock and hit it from where they are. So she says, enough with this shit. I'm getting out of the car and taking the baby inside. While the husband is arguing, I am traveling in my personal conveyance. I am not required to register it through the state and all his bullshit, his sovereign citizen bullshit. So this final clip is now the wife on the porch of their house looking at the fucking cop lights going at night and their car is sitting right in front of the, you know, right in front of the cop car. And the cop is still like doing his thing. Like, oh my God, this fucking guy, and saying like, I got to take your keys. I got to tow the thing. And the guy's arguing with him. So this is her now saying her piece on the porch about this guy, about her husband.
Look at my sovereign citizen husband. A Moor. Would he want to be a Moor citizen? He have a right to travel.
He ain't got to re-register his car, and it only costs $70? Y'all niggas on here making this YouTube shit talking about you cannot register your car. Here come the tow truck to impound that shit. Talking about you ain't got to register your car. You have a right to travel and all of this crazy shit. And you ain't got to pay bills or do nothing like that. Look, they impounding his shit. Thanks a lot, honey. We can't make it to our daughter's doctor's appointments. You can't go to work. You can't do shit because you trying to be a more citizen. And look, the cops is impounding your shit. So first the car, next thing it'll be the house, and your credit score drop. Thanks a lot, more citizens. You fucked up my life.
So there you go. And now I've seen this before.
It.
I've seen this before. I've watched this. Like, I watched two, I would say, early 20-year-olds, and I want to say the state was Arizona, where they get pulled over for I don't remember what. And they like, both of them double and triple down on this, like, I don't know what more citizen is. I know I've heard sovereign citizen. And they double and triple down on, like, I am a sovereign citizen. I am not required to blah, 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 blah. And the police officer is nice as fuck. Like, he's trying to just do his job and not, you know, it's all a bunch of bullshit. And ends up, like, arresting them. And then, of course, they flip out and they're, whatever, going nuts. But it is interesting. If you ever want to Google up sovereign citizen, it's a thing. Like, they, you know, all of us are plebes that are following all these rules that we are not to be governed by or something. It's crazy.
Has that ever worked for anyone?
I'll be dang, says my friend even hopped on this shit. That's an ex-friend. I mean, I've never seen it work when I've seen the videos of it. They come from a place of, and by the way, Sauce's connection is still fucked. So if he come, you know, we're hoping he pops back in. We're giving him a minute. They come from a place of these guys that actually do kind of know the law, that do follow the law, that, sorry, Sauce just got bounced out. I'm gonna try to add him. If you ever seen these guys, like when a police officer pulls them over and they know all the regulations, and they're mm-hmm. like, actually, under regulation 4352, you're not allowed to da 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 da. And occasionally you'll see a video where it's like they kind of beat the rap or beat, you know, the police at their game, yeah, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And you know, okay, and you're like, oh, that's impressive. These guys come from like that sort of place, but there really isn't a leg to stand on. And the stuff that they quote and that they come up with is questionable at best. Like, just, you know, like really obscure, outlandish stuff that they believe is true, but nobody else really believes is true. If you get it, my point, like this guy saying, I'm traveling in my conveyance and I'm not required to have my car registered under the state. And the police officer's like, well, your registration expired. And yes, you do, you know? So I don't know, but that's another sort of rabbit hole you can dive down into if you ever want to Google up that shit and watch some shit on YouTube. Yeah. Albi Dang says it's on the internet. Gotta be real info. Yeah. I did.
You can tell that lady's had it though.
Oh no, she knew. Like,
this is not the first time this shit has happened.
I watched the whole 10-minute thing, and like, there's, you know, a good like 3 minutes that I didn't even include of her just saying, like, when the officer steps away from the car, she's like, "Please don't pull your bullshit," you know, like, wait until your kid and I am not in the car, and then you can do whatever the fuck. But please, you know, we're like not a block, 50 feet away from our house. Like, just let the, and all it is over is literally like a broken taillight. And, you know, your registration's expired. And he might not even have checked that if the guy wasn't, you know, kind of pushing it. Maybe, mm-hmm. he probably would have, but you know what I mean. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a fun rabbit hole to go down into. And even just Google up like sovereign citizen websites and shit. I did like dig around in that one time and just kind of see like what they're talking about. Yeah, yeah. SRPL says the same guys that don't want to pay taxes. These are those guys where it's like, they feel like they never opted in to pay taxes, and so they're not required to pay them, kind of thing. Like, that's one of their moves. And so it's like, well, I never, you know, under Article 5, Section 13 of the 1784 document, you know, I didn't opt into the...
That all sounds stupid to me.
It is, but it's kind of fun to watch, especially when you get like kind of an officer like this where he's just really like at one point the thing clicks on their head where it's like, oh, it's one of these guys, you know? And then they sort of fall into that like, ah, got it. Okay, now I gotta, I'm dealing with these guys. Anyway, let me see right here. And I'm trying sauce again, but his internet's so. Okay, just one quick phone call, and then the boys.
Rob.
Yeah. This is just because Zem called me, and I had mentioned last show I ended up having like a four-hour talk with Zem.
Happy birthday, fam. Happy birthday, Choco Fuck. All right. Have a good one.
He called me a chuckle fuck. He likes, there's certain words he likes in English that I'm not saying I turned him on to, but bamboozle is one of them. Chuckle fuck is another one. He loves his things. But we'll see that guy soon. If you're going to Boston, he'll be out there. Okay. Sauce, if he's gone, he's gone. I'm sorry. If he makes it back, hopefully, then great. But we need to just keep train running and talk about the boys.
The boys.
Have you seen the trailer for this? This is an Amazon Prime show.
I did see the trailer, yes.
Okay. I did too.
I am not familiar with the source material.
I've been watching something in Bailey. It's a British cop show that I have enjoyed. And they run that fucking trailer. The difference between Amazon Prime and Netflix is like I think Netflix does that too. And Netflix will run like a little thing for their own show, right? After some shows.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're doing
some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Scott and Bailey, Brooks and Bailey. I can't remember, but it's a good show. It was a good, like, sort of cop British, whatever. Anyway, they've been jamming this in my face constantly. And I almost started watching it last night. Who's the guy that was? Gosh, I just want to look.
Carl Urban.
That, you know who I was talking about? Yeah, I love Carl Urban. He's in it. I don't know how much, but if he's in it, I am immediately like interested in it. And if he wasn't in it, I might have not.
I think he's the main character.
Is he? Okay.
I think.
I've had this trick played on me before, you know, this kind of bait and switch, like this character is in a ton of the previews and then they end up being like a tertiary person or whatever.
It says he's in 8 episodes, whatever that means.
Out of how many?
Out of eight.
Okay. Okay. Still could be like, I know I'm really dating myself, but like a Charlie's Angels situation. You remember Charlie's Angels at all, where it's like they talk to a guy on the radio named Bosley?
Yeah,
it'd be like a Bosley situation. I don't know, but I like Carl Urban. I like it. Looks maybe a little too campy for me for a superhero type thing I would be into, because it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek. I know at one point there's like a kid in a hospital, looks like he's got cancer. And the superhero is doing an appearance and he's like, what's up? And then, you know, for the cameras. And then the kid is like, I wanted Mr. Fantastic, not you or something. And I was like, okay, that's how it's going to be. Like, it's going to be kind of a jokey make fun of the Avengers. Another teen movie.
Satire.
Yeah. What are those? Not another teen movie. And then there is like the
horror. Spoof.
horror movie spoof.
Scary
yeah.
movie.
Scary movie, yeah. So if it's that, I'm not terribly excited, but.
Oh, it looks pretty good.
I'm paying for it. You know, give it a go.
I don't around on Prime enough.
There's actually some pretty decent shit on there if you dig a little bit. Man in the High Castle, I haven't finished, but I like the first few seasons of that. That was Prime, right? Or is that
Hulu? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Fuck.
I thought it was Prime.
I think it's Prime.
There's been a few. They're adding more all the time, and I don't know. There's some stuff on there that's like kind of a sleeper that you'll find. That Julia Roberts one. There was a Julia Roberts one that came out not too long ago, where she's like a military kind of psychologist or something, and it ended up being pretty good. There's a few. I mean, it's all sort of in the. It's free and there's nothing else on, and then you watch it and you're like, okay, that was like a 7. I wouldn't, you know, I'm not jumping backflips or anything, but it's nice. And it's the Netflix thing where it's nice that you can watch them all at once. You know, you're not kind of waiting a week to see the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, The Boys, what do we say about this? What does Rob say about it?
This seems like something Rob will really like.
Okay.
I'm going to go 9.
Ooh. That seems... It does seem aggressive to me.
I'm an aggressive kind of guy.
I'm really mulling it over because I could... I don't know. I'm going to say 8. I'm going to say 8. Shit. I even want to go lower in a weird way. Like, ooh. But that's part of that is me trying to go a different direction from you on movie league shit. You know, like.
Please do something.
Dude, I'm currently, I don't know what the standings are now, but like as of Friday, I'm in second place. Like
I need you.
I'm way
first.
Back. I mean, I'm way back. I'm like 30 million back, but I mean. For just not even, like, I feel like I don't give a fuck, kind of, you know? And it's like, mm-hmm. How am I in second place not, you know? I mean, I give a fuck. I'm just saying I'm not doing, like, research, you know? And there's there's 20-something people in there, maybe? I don't know how many. And how am I in second place just, like, kind of casually putting my shit in? Like, whatever. And you're in first place, and I feel like you give even less of a fuck than I do.
I'm not doing it. I'm literally
you're using
copying
like
numbers.
The same guy. Yeah, the same guy, and whatever. Nobody can win. Anyway, okay, 9 and 8. Here we go.
Get ready for Whip Movie Reviews with Rob F1.
The Boys, the Amazon Prime original miniseries. That Seth Rogen developed.
Oh.
Featuring Carl Urban, Jack Quaid, Simon Pegg, Elizabeth Shue, and a whole bunch of other people. This show is kind of like if they did Breaking Bad with the Watchmen characters. It's a show about the shady side of being a superhero and the collateral damage that they ensue. And the boys are a group of just regular people that have decided to, you know, they've had enough of this crap and they're going to do something about it. And Carl Urban's character is the leader, even though the story primarily focuses on Jack Quaid's character. Carl Urban steals the show, and it was really nice to see Simon Pegg in here a little bit. That was really cool. But yeah, it's a short miniseries, only 8 episodes. They're definitely going to make a second season of this. It's available now on Amazon Prime if you have it. I definitely think you should go check it out. It was very well done. The pacing was really good. The only thing I could complain about was that they definitely could have used a little bit more money on the effects budget. And also there was, I think, episode 5 where they got into like a little bit of, you know, like Christian overtones that I think was, went on a little bit for too long. I enjoyed the series. It was very entertaining. I watched the all of it Friday night and some Saturday morning. So it's definitely nice to, you know, knock it out in typical like binge watch fashion. So on that note, I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Yes.
It's really that good. I mean,
I know,
nine,
Rob, man.
I know you do, but come on. If I watch this thing and it is not, I mean, stellar, a 9 is fucking like, dude, a 9? Yeah, he watched all of it and it came out Friday. And this is Saturday.
And he sent that early.
He sent it early, yeah. Sent it early tonight.
He watched it, I guarantee you, from the time he started to the time he ended, maybe less than 18 hours.
Well, what I mean, I'm not saying I haven't done something like that with certain things, but I get, well, first of all, it must be really good, I guess. But second of all, I question if he got enough distance from it, watching the whole thing in one fucking shot. Well, you know?
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Happens all the time. Let me look it up on...
Now, I also will say, I didn't know that Simon Pegg was involved with it at all, or Elizabeth Shue. I don't remember seeing either of them in the trailers. I remember seeing Carl Urban and a whole bunch of other people, like people I didn't know.
Dude, Elizabeth Shue is my first crush.
Dude, I mean, I'm right there with you. I'm all about Elizabeth Shue. She's, you know.
She can get it.
She can get it. She's, I don't remember what fucking movie it was, but she was wearing like a sweater dress, and I was like, good Lord. Hey, is that Sauce
Mac? Is he?
Welcome Hello. Back.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What the fuck?
You just missed, I'm about to play your song, but you just missed Rob reviewing The Boys.
Which oh, that's was, sorry. Sorry, I missed it.
Which I was about to say. Which you.
I'll be what do you think he gave it?
Did you jack it? What's that? What do you think?
I don't know anything about it.
Neither do we. It's a superhero miniseries with Carl Urban as the lead.
Is there a female character?
Elizabeth Shue is in it, and Simon Pegg, and a whole bunch of other people.
Did he watch?
Uh-oh. He watched the whole thing in like a day.
18 hours or less. Hours.
He's not kidding. His internet is...
Yeah, it's fucked.
Just bapped. You can see him lighting up.
His internet's bapped.
He just got bapped. I said that because I'll be dang just type Bobap Bun. I don't know why. Bobap Bun. But I wish Sauce could talk to me because I want to play his song and I don't know anything about it. Oh, he says, yeah. Damn it.
Well, damn it.
Says I restarted everything. Wait. How about unmuting your mic? Your mic's muted.
Well, I just muted it now. It was fucked up.
Okay, it's
better. You try turning it on and off again.
Well,
now it's not good. And he's fucking, and you know, got his master's in whatever.
ITT Tech.
Yep.
Middle management.
They give you the tools. That's right, Kaneko. Doesn't Sauce work with technology? SRPL says, Jesus. And I'll be dang says, professional podcast. Look, I can't fix his internet. Can't. I do want to watch that, though.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of am down, so I can't. I'm happy.
Report it's, back.
I'm happy he gave it a 9, I guess, because it means that maybe it'll be good. I mean, if he gave it like a 2, I'd be bummed out.
But you know, it's all kid stuff, right?
It can't, come on. Is it?
Just,
I mean, what's
just
the
for kids?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. It's superhero. It's for kids.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Excuse me.
It is TVMA, by the way.
Good. I mean, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of TVMA and superhero shit, have you looked at all at the Watchmen series coming out? Is that on HBO?
No, I haven't.
You should give that a little eyeball. Did you? I mean, I know I was not like a Watchmen fanatic. I saw the movie.
The movie was fine.
Yeah, the movie was fine.
I mean, I like the movie.
This has got some interesting twists. It's not. It seems like I'm gonna fuck it up. I don't know. It's not. It's not the Watchmen movie turned into a series, really. But it is sort of alternate reality Earth, but near Earth. You know what I mean? Yeah. For example, I think this takes place in like the 1990s, and Robert Redford in this world becomes president. Ooh. And Robert Redford will be playing himself as president in this series. Not like, okay. I think he's only in like a couple bit parts, but I mean, it's kind of interesting the way they're doing it.
Wait, Don Johnson's in this fucking thing?
Yeah. Don Johnson's in it and actually looks pretty, you know, Don Johnson-y. Like, it might work. Like, it looks like it might work.
I'll check that out.
Give it's it a, HBO yeah, just, show? Yeah, I believe it's HBO. Give the trailer a little yeah. Look. It's sort of its own thing. I don't think you really, it doesn't seem to have a whole lot to do with the movie. I could be wrong, but, yeah, take a look. It looks like it might be good. Now, outro song. And then I just have one quick story and we'll get out of here. The one that I saved.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
She got a bad sexual transmitted disease. She got bumps in the top of her mouth and she's doing real bad.
Come on. Where's my... looking for my outro thing here. I know it's late. I'm sorry.
Thanks for tuning into VinChat. If you want to get in touch with these guys, you'll find them all on Twitter. Finn will be at VinChat. Esta is going to be at VinChat_Esta. Turdhat is at Turdhat2. Sauce will be at...
Overdose of Sauce.
Send them some actual mail at P.O. Box 6654, Concord, California, 94520. Send your emails and audio attachments to vinchat@gmail.com. Call them on Skype, 925-246-2428. That's 925-246-CHAT.
It's brighter, douche.
Okay, this is from Sauce. The artist is Nick D, and he gave me two, so I don't know which one to play. This one's called Canary Yellow, but then at the bottom he says, maybe play this one. Sorry, I don't have time. That's the name of the song. But I'm going to try Canary Yellow, I guess, from Nick D.
Sounds
and
good.
This is coming right off of YouTube, so I'm hoping it'll just play. But he got permission for this and all that stuff. So catch on the flip side of this, and we're out. Hold on. Start over. Start now. Oh, yeah, I remember this guy.
Canary yellow. They think I'm mellow. They think I want that. They think I got that. Canary yellow. They think I'm mellow. They think I want that. They think I got that. Canary yellow. Canary yellow. Canary yellow. Canary yellow. Canary yellow. Canary yellow. They just want me to rap more. I just want you to write better. We don't get all that we ask for. It's really rare that we do. The pages filled on my passport. Trying to write y'all a nice letter. All I want is a platform to show them all what we do. Bitch, I'm on the dashboard. My wife tell me I'm a night dweller. All I took was the crash course on all the stuff that we do. Stay peeled for the trapdoor. It's hard to see it and you might never. People wish that they had more. It's crazy, man, but we do. Canary yellow. Canary yellow. Canary yellow. Yeah. Canary. canary yellow. They think I'm patient, leeway done. I think about it sometimes. They think I'm famous, y'all crazy. I'm a product of the basement. It raised me, yeah, I think I'm aimless. Not lately, yeah, I think about it sometimes. I turn the tables 180, yeah, I think about it sometimes. Canary yellow, canary yellow, canary yellow, yeah. Canary yellow, canary yellow, canary yellow,
trying to pause it right at the right time, so I don't start another one. Brightside says it's produced well. BGO was not that into it. He says basic. Briar says better than the shit I put out. BGO says Jabu's going to get fucked hard to this. No pulling out, I'll be dang.
Not hard. Not to
no,
that.
A loving way.
Washcloth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just take it easy.
Gonna write, get that tattooed on his back, his lower back.
Just below the belt line.
Yeah, I wish Sauce was still able to be on here because he was telling me about this guy. He sort of dove into making music full time, and he had kind of had a trippy story. It was like what was it?
It was like trading photography for hotel rooms shit.
Yeah, like he would trade photography for Airbnbs or places to stay and be like super prolific with his music, where he's putting out like a new song like every 2 weeks something. Yeah, or every week. I can't remember what. Like this one just was put out July 5th. And I'm not saying, you know, whatever. You can think it's this, that, or the other, not great, great, whatever you think. But like, he put out like a full music video with it, and I can tell the production's good. So,
yeah.
BGO says, Fen, for the love of God, play that video I sent you. I held on to it for the after. I have no idea what this is. I don't remember.
Look at demo. Look, oral sex.
Okay,
oral
I remember sex this. Demo. You see. So this is a preacher. In, I don't know what country, but he's got an accent clearly. And he's trying to get a demon out of a woman who apparently gave a lot of oral sex, I think is the story. And so she's got her mouth open and he's announcing oral sex demon and trying to get this demon out of her mouth.
Oral sex. Look, oral sex. Look. You oral sex. Use oral sex. Let that sperm of that man out. Out, you demon.
Oh, and he's saying, let the sperm out of your mouth. And she's grossly, like, salivating. You know what I mean? Like, spitting or whatever. Like, somehow it's been locked inside her this whole time. And now she's going to let it out.
Out. Let go.
Deliver me. Tucson, there's a back then. A demon came with his penis and put it in my mouth. and then he came again and he slept with me last week. And I told the pastor that I need deliverance again. And since then, my private part has been itching.
You've been itching?
Yes.
Who are you? Speak. Who are you?
Oh, this is now the demon that, of course, is inside of her, that came and had sex with her a couple times, I guess, she had oral sex, but the demon's in her, and he's trying to exorcise this demon.
This sex sounds like Johnny Bravo.
Who are you? Who? Ha!
Look at that demon! 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 Who are you? Who are you? Speak! Speak out! Who are you? Who are you?
Now she's passing out onto the floor.
Jesus' name! You demon, gonna help you?
Huh? Now she's back up.
Come on from the private part. You in her private part. Demon in the private part.
Oh, he's...
Watch what happens.
He's spraying her vagina with a spray.
Fire! Now.
Fire! Through her clothes.
Fire! Fire! Come out from the private. Come out from the private. Come out from the private. Come out. Out. From the private. Go, 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 go.
We're almost there, don't worry. She's, you know, he's spraying the privates with holy water or something. Rosamund. Now she's cured.
Rosamund Daniel.
Rosamund Daniel. What happened to you today?
So you prayed for, you delivered me today, and then when I went to the bathroom, I think 15 minutes later, some white stuff came out with the...
Oh, I don't know if you can hear that.
Oh, come on, somebody.
After she went to the bathroom 15 minutes later, and some white stuff came. Okay. We got all this of that. She was safe. Thank you, BJO. I'm glad you reminded me to play that.
Sounds like Bear DMB.
It's... Oh, my God. As RPL said, I thought the problem was oral sex. Apparently, it was not just oral sex. It was in her private parts, which they sprayed with, like, one of those tiny little spray bottles, like a little tiny little spray bottle. Not like a Windex bottle, but like a little, like almost like a perfume bottle onto, you know, and then whatever, she did her thing.
Was she attractive?
She's not unattractive, but I mean, you know, she's not,
If she's given a lot of oral sex, she's probably not that attractive.
She's, you know, she's not unattractive, but I wouldn't, I it's not like, I would see her men throwing themselves at her. That's all.
Cause it sounds like she has to try hard, you know?
Yeah. I mean, she's everyone's friend, you know, she's got a lot of friends.
I see.
There was one really terrible story that I saved that, I was even debating on just not playing it at all, but then once I said that, it was like I saw at least one or two people say like, ooh, now I'm going to have to go to the after show when I download this to listen to this. Let me ask you this. Are you an organ donor or a body donor or any of those donor things?
You know, I'm not.
Okay.
And I probably should be.
I'm not judging you. I am an organ donor on my, in California, we have it on our driver's license. I suppose. So if you get, you know, wrecked in a car accident, they know right away. There was something strange about this story because it involves a son who seemed to donate the bodies of his parents or his aunt, like his mom and his, yeah. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Okay. You know where I'm going then.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's terrible. Kaneko says, I'll donate my D into your B. That is what that is. Anyway. So you know where I'm going with this, but, I don't know how a son donates like their parents or something. That just doesn't seem to, that seems weird to me. But anyway, this guy says he donated the bodies of his parents or his mom and then his aunt or something. And then I guess they did a raid of this place where the bodies were donated and found some pretty horrific shit. So I will warn you that this is not for the faint of heart, really. And that's it.
This is a horror story. It's just unbelievable. This story is unbelievable.
For
years, Troy Harp has been living a nightmare.
This is my mother. This is when she was a baby.
After donating his mother and grandmother to Biological Resource Center in 2012 and 2013, with the understanding their bodies would be used for scientific purposes.
Cancer and, you know, leukemia and whatever else, you know, using sample cells. And sure. That's what I was told.
But that's not what happened. In 2014, the FBI raided the Phoenix facility in hazmat suits as part of a multi-state investigation into the illegal trafficking and sale of human body parts. But for the first time, we're now able to see the testimony from one of the FBI agents who conducted the raid, and what he recounts is shocking. He said he found a cooler filled with male genitalia, a bucket of heads, arms, and legs, infected heads, and one of the most disturbing findings, called a morbid joke in the lawsuit, a small woman's head sewn onto a large male torso like Frankenstein and hung up on the wall.
Who in the right mind? It's absolutely gross.
The lawsuit also says the bodies were cut up with chainsaws and bandsaws, and pools of human blood and bodily fluids were found on the floor of the freezer with no identification tags on the bodies.
Tools that are not appropriate for dismembering scientific bodies.
Harp says his mother's ashes showed up by mail on his doorstep shortly after the raid, but he isn't even sure they're her ashes. He says his mom and grandma wanted to help medical research after their death, yet doesn't believe they ever made it out of the BRC building.
You feel like you've gotten any closure?
None. This is open, and I don't think I ever will.
Welp.
Oh, me. Oh, life's dangerous.
And this one's
indeed.
This one's quickly for BGO.
Thank God. Yikes. That was a rough.
Anyway, I don't know how to leave on a high note for that. But
I don't know. Something Asian. Jeez.
I declare bankruptcy.
Might as well just go find that SNL clip of Chris Farley playing on that Japanese game show.
I don't know how I got rabbit hole pigeonholed into this fucking thing, but I swear
we had to do something.
I will have my revenge on you. No, I remember
I'm making up for lost time.
Turdat was like, before we started the show last week, he's like, something about like, well, I'm usually, you know, I can be controversial or maybe like, he didn't use the word controversial.
Wild card.
He's like, who's going to be the wild card? And I'm like, I guess I might be the wild card. And I think I was because, I'm suddenly, a racist man.
You didn't realize you had a themed show.
No, I did not. No. But I guess I did. I hate Asians, I suppose, and then I hated the Mexican restaurant I went to, and not sure what Wingstop is, but I guess I effed that up too somehow.
Just maybe play us out with Mexican hat dance?
No, I'm not. No, I don't like that.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
I'll be danged. Jumps in here and just says, I'm dropping a loose deuce, my guys.
He's good for that twice a year.
What's up? Yeah. Dropping a loose goose. Loose deuce, my guys.
Loose goose.
Loose goose. Loosey goosey.
What's happening?
Loosey doosey.
That should be another rule. Something about loosey gooseys and Bear D&B.
You work that out, buddy.
Yeah, righty, righty tighty, loosey goosey. I don't know.
That'd be the move. That'd be my move that I put in you guys. It's called a loosey goosey.
The old loosey goosey.
So y'all be in by 10 o'clock tonight for the loosey goosey.
Sauce is just going to loosen right up.
I feel like there should be a real thing, like, called the loosey goosey. You know, like in Urban Dictionary or something.
Oh, it's going to be something now.
It's like, if you someone look it up, and I bet you there's a sex act called the loosey goosey.
That's going to be when I like, it's kind of like a wet willy, but it's with your butt.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. Sounds like that DM thread I heard you guys talking to each other in tonight. It's fucking like, dude, I'm gonna fill your butt. You know, you couldn't.
Oh, that was the. Oh wait, that was our DM thread. That
yeah, the three of us. No, that was the three of us, and it was like you couldn't fill my butt.
It was the second gay DM thread.
You couldn't. Oh, look at it. We're back up to 30. You couldn't fill my butt if I did butt tightening exercises or something like that. And then I'm sitting here like, I'm like fucking like at the grocery checkout. Like, let's see what's going on Twitter. Holy Lord. Look at this.
Yeah, you laugh though. It's okay.
Oh, no, I laugh. I LOL'd.
What? I'm going back and look. What does it say?
Yeah, I'm sure I prepped it up.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you just go, yeah, like it's way worse and I'm not gonna read it?
No, I remember you said I basically we were talking about intros and basically you said something like I don't like what?
Intro
no.
Intro your butt.
You basically called me a full ass and I said I'll show you a full ass in Boston.
That's right.
And he said, shave it please. And I was like, no, I meant filling your ass, like full ass. Not like show you my ass. And then he said you couldn't fill my butthole if I did exercises to tighten it. I mean, I took that as a challenge, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
So now's a good time to remind everybody, I got my own Airbnb, not with all of these people.
You've already talked about coming over multiple times.
I said I'm going to send you guys over, like, you know, one of those, like, you know, 100-pack of like, extra small condoms, I think, is what I was going to do.
One question. Who's in both of these chats? The three of us.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah,
that's true.
Deny it all you want.
You're as much the common denominator as we are.
Yeah, I guess it's true. I was invited to both of these chats, I'll have you know.
when your Airbnb cancels on you the day of, and you come knocking.
You know what? You just found out the reason that I'm like, yeah, guys, me too. these are funny jokes. Because I'm still waiting for that fucking cancellation the day I show up. Or
it's already been canceled. And you're just faking this whole time. You're like, oh, they canceled on me the day of.
Guess I got to stay on the couch in the middle of all of your bedrooms. Like in
bring
between
your
them
men's
all.
Bring your men's diving DVD with you.
What did I say? I said something about watching like
WrestleMania
or men's diving, men's professional diving.
I want to know which snacks to bring.